that would have been tough. So hopefully, you know, our guys realize we've had a pretty good league season so far, and we got a chance to keep it going. And no matter where we play, whether on the road or at home, we need to try to do that.
This is not unfamiliar territory. Like I said, you play your fall ball here. I think you practice here occasionally out here. So you guys have been here.
We have, and you know, when we host the conference tournament, we play games here. And really two of our biggest wins the last few years have been out here. You know, 3 years ago we beat Midland 4-3 on a bottom of the seventh home run. And then 2 years ago we beat Morningside 1-0 when they were the pitcher of the year thrown against us. And so we've had some big wins here, and we just hope we can keep it going. It's you know, the wind's blowing in today, so it's not going to be as dramatic of difference as it might be. You know, at Duncan, the wind seldom blows out, and so the park usually plays very big. This park obviously doesn't play as big, but tonight, especially in left field, it will.
So I was going to say, does this thing play any differently than we're really accustomed to?
It does. You know, obviously the fences are a little closer. There's more wind here. There always is. I always tell our guys when you're on campus, it's always going to be a lot windier and colder out here. Now, we don't have a bad day to play it by any means, but it'll play a little differently. You know, Duncan, even though it didn't look very good, was playing great. You know, in our 12 games, there wasn't a bad op amongst the 12 games. And you know, this field, you know, we haven't been on it, so I don't know if it's a little rougher or not. But you just hope the field's not a factor either way.
Coach, sitting at 10-4 in the conference, right there again, right in the thick of things with three doubleheaders to go. You guys like your chances?
Well, we still have a tough road. I mean, we got the best team in the league down the road yet, and then of course Mount Marty is the defending champ. So we got a couple really tough doubleheaders, and then we got two teams, Nebraska West and Concordia, that always get up for us. So, you know, today's an interesting day because if we sweep, there's a chance we could be in first place at the end of the night if Doan gets swept by Midland. On the other hand, we could be in fifth place by the end of the night if we get swept and the other games break a certain way. So, you know, we're still focused on trying to get in the tournament. You know, that's still our number one focus, and we just got to keep winning some games and keep moving in order to do that. But we still have a shot at the league title, and so we're hoping they can do that also.
Yeah, the top eight teams in the regular season qualify for the postseason tournament, and there's a lot of jockeying to go here with three doubleheaders to go.
There sure is. You know, I think there's probably two teams that know they're not going to be in it. But everybody else mathematically has a chance, and you could be, you know, for us, we could be anywhere from first to ninth and not be in it. Who knows? We hope that we're not going to have a collapse like that, but you just never know, you know, and we haven't hit the ball that consistently where that's a lot of, we've had a lot of pressure on our pitchers. You know, our pitchers have not gone out with our offense has not put our pitchers in a position where, oh, if we hold them under five runs, we're going to win. We haven't had that at all. I mean, our pitchers have gone out knowing if they give up three, we might get beat. And we got to hope the offense can turn that around and put our pitchers in not quite as much of a demanding position.
Last time out, a split, a doubleheader up at Midland.
Yeah, you know, I kind of saw the first one coming. I just didn't think that we were ready to play between the switching of you know, getting bumped off Duncan, even though we were never going to play that game at Duncan. I think it was still a hard time on our guys. As a coach, there are just some little things that just gave me a bad vibe going into that first game, and I was hoping that if it was true, we could turn it around by the second game. Unfortunately, we did. We had a couple people. We didn't hit the ball very well, but we had a couple people step up really big on the mound and in the field and scratched together enough runs and got into their bullpen, which is not that strong compared to their starting pitching, and that was able to get us a win in game two.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Complex here in Hastings this afternoon is the Broncos and the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Coach, scouting report on Mount Marty.
Well, you know, they don't have the – they've lost a couple players from last year, a couple really good players that hit well for them and were very dominant pitchers, you know, the player of the year and the pitcher of the year in our league. And I think a lot of their guys kind of have a point to prove that they can win without those guys. And, you know, they knocked off Doan the other day, so they're very capable of playing good baseball. They're out in the middle of the pack right now, but you know, they were picked to win it before the season started, and there's a reason for that. They still have quality players, and so it's going to be a real challenge for us. And you know, we got to hope maybe that it's an edge playing here. That, you know, they're disappointed they have to get in the bus and drive down here to Hastings to play and can't play at home. But sometimes teams come out and play better that way.
Now with games set up here this week with today's doubleheader, with Friday's doubleheader against Nebraska Wesleyan, no games on the weekend. Do we come back now with 1, 2, 3, 4?
Well, you know, it's interesting because this was the weekend we were only supposed to have one doubleheader when Dana dropped out. And as it turns out, most of us played one doubleheader last week, and in reality are going to play two this week. So I think we're in line to throw. You know, we're going to throw LeMaster and Clark tonight. They would have thrown the second day last weekend if we had played them. And then on Friday we'll come back. You know, I think Wells will be ready to go. He bounces back pretty quick. We'll wait and see if Williams is ready to go. Those are the two guys that threw at Midland. But if all goes, you know, I've told those guys since Sunday that their main focus should be trying to get themselves ready to throw again Friday, because then we have off till Thursday in the league. You know, so we can rest everybody up, and if we want to make some changes next weekend, we can do that. But I'm hoping that we can bang our top four out there in these four games. Now, Adam Polson, who had been thrown in that fourth spot for us, got a little injury, and so he's not probably available for us, at least for tonight. But, you know, John's thrown really well his last two times out, so knock on wood, he can do it again for us.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Marty this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. And good afternoon. Welcome to the Smith Complex with the Prairie Ridge Park here in Hastings this afternoon as we get set for Bronco baseball in 1230 KHAS. Yes, it's a change of scenery here for Hastings College, but the Broncos with some important ball games here this afternoon as they take on the defending champions out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Lancers out of Mount Marty. They come in here from Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings coming in a record of 19 wins, 16 losses on the season. Hastings will start the day currently in second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their GPAC marker sitting at 10 wins and 4 losses on the season. Hastings splitting a couple of ball games in their last outing last Sunday, splitting two games with Midland, winning by the score of 4-2 and dropping the first ball game by the score of 6-1. Mount Marty coming in a record of 14 wins and 19 losses on the season. The Lancers sitting at 7-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty, their last time out last Sunday, splitting a couple of games with the league leaders in Doan, losing by the score of 5-0, but winning by the score of 4-3. Prior to that, they dropped a ball game, a non-conference game, to Briarcliff by the score of 11-8, then dropped two games to Northwestern by scores of 13-10 and 6-5. So Mount Marty still with a lot to play for here this afternoon. They are currently sitting in seventh place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As we talked with Coach Bovey in the pregame show, the top eight teams out of the regular season will move on to the postseason tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. And we were advised late this afternoon, in fact, just a few minutes ago, that they have decided to play that tournament in Sioux City this year. That's the tournament that Hastings was supposed to host the first week of May, but has taken out of Duncan Field because of the field conditions there at Duncan. And that's the reason we're here at the Smith Complex here this afternoon. So the GPAC postseason tournament has been awarded to Sioux City, and we will play in Sioux City the 3 days up there the first week of May. So Hastings still with a lot of baseball here during the regular season, trying to, well, they still have a chance of winning the conference championship, but it's certainly working on their seed here. And what we mentioned, the Hastings currently sitting in second place right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So big one here this afternoon. We've got two games for you.
Despite the change of scenery, we've got the action for you from the Smith Complex, the Prairie Ridge Park. Here this afternoon, temperature will be at 52 degrees here this afternoon with winds out of the north-northwest at about 7 miles per hour. It'll be blowing in on the field here at Smith, and it's going to be a smaller field than we're accustomed to at Duncan. We've got dimensions of 330 down the lines here this afternoon, 374 to the power alleys, and 380 to straightaway center field, but the wind blowing in on the hitters here this afternoon. So it's Hastings and Mount Barty, the first game of two this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and check the starters in 1 minute. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups. First of all, for Hastings, in the record sitting at 19 wins, 16 losses on the season. They are 10-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will go with a starting lineup that looks like this afternoon. Sonny Huey will lead off. Huey will be at shortstop this afternoon. His batting average is sitting at 280 on the season. Daniel Nealon will bat in the number two position today. He'll be playing at second base defensively. Nealon with a batting average of 238. A.J. Clark will be at third base here for Hastings in game number one. Clark batting in the number three position. His average is sitting at 295. Jeff Hobbs will be in the cleanup position, the catcher. Hobbs is batting 295 in the season. John Rivera will bat fifth. He'll be at first base. His average at 278. Mack Land will be the right fielder. His batting average at 286. Colton Williams will be the designated hitter this afternoon. Williams leading the team as far as the batting average is concerned, sitting at 333. He'll bat in the number seven position here this afternoon for Hastings head coach Jim Bovey. Batting in the number eight hole will be Mike Tomlin, the center fielder. Tomlin is batting at a clip of 321. Decker Brown will be out in left field. He will bat ninth. His batting average is sitting at 227 on the season. And on the mound for Hastings here in game number one will be John LeMaster. LeMaster with a record of no wins and two losses on the season. He has thrown 21 innings for Hastings so far, and his ERA is sitting at 4.71. So Hastings with a starting lineup with Sonny Huey, Daniel Nealon, and A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera, and Mack Land, Colton Williams, Mike Tomlin, and Decker Brown in the bottom third of the order, and John LeMaster on the mound this afternoon for Hastings. The Lancers out of Mount Barty from Yankton, South Dakota. The record at 14 wins, 19 losses on the season, 7-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will lead off with Josh Winandy. Winandy is the catcher, and his batting average is sitting at 295 on the season. Jason Livermont will be your second baseman. He'll bat second with an average of 316. The shortstop will be Jason Schmidt. He will bat in the number three position with an average of 373. Alan Haymeyer will be your pitcher. Haymeyer is batting for himself. He'll be the DH as well in this ball game. His average is sitting at 312. Jared Miller will be your first baseman. He'll bat in the number five position. His average is sitting at 340. Then we'll see Dylan Lambley. Lambley is a left fielder. He's got a hefty batting average of 447 for the Mount Barty Lancers. He'll bat in the number six position here this afternoon. Matthias Gonsol will be your right fielder. He'll bat seventh. His average at 308 on the season. Logan Corton will be your center fielder. His batting average at 258. And then Ross Heine will be your third baseman. His batting average is sitting at 203 as a team. Mount Barty has a team batting average of 297. Haymeyer again is your pitcher for the Lancers out of Mount Barty this afternoon. His overall record is sitting at two wins and two losses on the season. He's got an ERA of 5.64. He has thrown one complete game for the Lancers so far, and he has thrown 30 and one-third innings. So the Lancers, again, going with Nandy, also Livermont and Schmidt in the top third of the order. Then you've got to Haymeyer, Miller, and Lambley. Then the Godsell, Carton, and also Heine in the bottom third of the order for the Lancers of Mount Barney here this afternoon. They'll be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the gold. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their gray uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. We're getting set for baseball action here this afternoon at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park in Hastings today. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back right after this. Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex as we get set for baseball action here this afternoon. Hastings College is going to be the visiting team because this game was originally scheduled for Mount Barney and moved to Hastings. Hastings will be the visiting team in this doubleheader this afternoon despite playing here at the Smith Complex. So Hastings will be up to bat first here in the top half of the first inning. Sun is shining. We've got to rain in the forecast for late tonight, but should stay away for the doubleheader here this evening. Hastings trying to get in some important ball games this week as the Broncos continue to challenge for the championship in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got a doubleheader with Nebraska Wesleyan scheduled for Friday afternoon here at Smith. Then they'll wrap up the regular season with two games against Concordia a week from tomorrow. So Hastings up to bat first here in the top half of the first inning, and welcome to baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Haymeyer will be your pitcher for Mount Barney. He's a right-handed thrower, and we're set to go as a Sonny Huey steps in for the first time. And the pitch to him is going to be a little bit outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to the leadoff hitter for Hastings, Sonny Huey. Sonny again with a batting average of .282 on the season. It's going to be Haymeyer in his windup, and the next pitch is going to be a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. It's now one ball and one strike. 2-2 is Haymeyer's record. 5.64 is ERA. He's given up 26 base hits and 24 runs so far this year. 19 of those have been earned. 18 base on balls and 14 strikeouts. There's a ground ball to the right side. It's going to be picked up by the first baseman, Miller, as he races over to the back at first, and he's not there. Sonny Huey gets down the line here and out races the first baseman, Jared Miller, down there at first base. So a ground ball to the right side of the diamond. Miller had to go to his right to grab it. In fact, he was several feet off of the bag there at first base, and Sonny Huey with some good speed down there got down the line and outraces Jared Miller, the first baseman, to the bag at first. So Sonny Huey is going to be in there with a base hit for Hastings, and the Broncos have their leadoff man on here in the top half of the first inning. That's going to bring up Daniel Nealon next, the second baseman. Nealon with a batting average of .238. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. Sonny Huey is back in there. Hastings College in stealing bases so far this season. Has swiped 24 bases in 30 attempts. Sonny Huey has got a majority of those, and he's on the bag right now at first base. Got a good lead over there. They look that way. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a called strike. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon. Huey so far has got six stolen bases in seven attempts. In fact, he's the leading base stealer here for Hastings College. He will take his lead down there at first. Jared Miller will hold him on. Sonny's showing some good speed to get the first base hit for Hastings. Just underway at the Smith Complex. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. The tag made over there by Jared Miller. Miller, your first baseman, and you've got to Livermont, the second baseman. Schmidt will be your shortstop, and Heine will be over there at third base. With Andy behind the plate, and Haymeyer is on the mound here this afternoon for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Here's another throw over the first base, not in time. Lambie is out there in left field. It's Corton out there in center, and Gonsol is out in right field. The Lancers, the defending champions in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They come in here currently in seventh place in the league standings for 2011. Here's the pitch to the plate now. It's going to be another fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's now nothing and two to Daniel Nealon. Again, 3:30 down to Lions here at the Smith Complex. 374 to the power alleys and 380 to straightaway center field. A little bit shorter than we're accustomed to over at Duncan. Sonny Huey again taking his lead down there at first base. A good lead at that. The pitcher, Haymeyer, looks that way and now throws over there. Again, the tag is made by Miller, but it's not in time. Sonny Huey dives back in there. The count is no balls and two strikes here at the plate on Daniel Nealon for Hastings. A batting average of 238 to start the day here. Haymeyer working from the stretch. Here's a throw to the plate. Another fastball that misses outside. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes to Daniel Nealon. Nealon so far this season has got 24 base hits. He's got 14 RBIs this year. One home run. As he steps in there from the right side, he's behind on the count of one ball and two strikes just underway here this afternoon. First game of two between Hastings and Mount Marty. Again, a throw over the first base, and Huey is back in there. Nealon so far has got two doubles and two triples to his credit. He has struck out 18 times, and he has walked eight times in the number two position. Sonny Huey, the leadoff man, is on the bag at first base here in the top half of the first inning. Here comes the next pitch here from Haymeyer. Another fastball that's going to be up high for a ball. Now the count is full of two balls and two strikes. Other doubleheaders going on today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Concordia. Briarcliff is at Dort. Bellevue is supposed to play a non-conference game tonight in Fremont against Midland, but that game was canceled because of wet grounds in Fremont. Two balls and two strikes is the count here to Daniel Nealon for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now three balls and two strikes. So Nealon, after falling behind in the count at 0-2, has now worked the count full with three balls and two strikes. Nobody out here in the top half of the first inning with Sonny Huey on the bag at first for Hastings. Alan Haymeyer is your pitcher here for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Right-handed thrower and a throw over the first base. It's not in time as Sonny Huey again dives back in there. So three balls and two strikes here at the plate. Haymeyer is 6'1", 217-pounder, a junior out of Spearfish, South Dakota. Again, a throw over the first base. That was a little bit closer, and diving back in there was Huey. Just got back to the bag there at first. So Haymeyer is concerned about the speed of Sonny Huey. He saw it, and that's a base hit to start off the ball game, and now he's on the base pads. Sonny with a good lead down there now. Three balls and two strikes at the plate. Haymeyer's going to throw one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walked him. So a base on balls and a base hit here for Hastings out of the first two guys in the order. Huey heads down to second base into play. Daniel Nealon is on at first. A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. Clark with a batting average of .295 so far this season. Clark has got 33 base hits and 112 trips to the plate. No home runs and 17 RBIs. He's the switch hitter in the lineup here for Hastings in the batting order. Number three in the order this afternoon. He'll bat from the left-hand side with a right-hander on the mound there, and Alan Haymeyer. So they're going to go to work on him. Clark tries to lay down a bunt and fouls it away. Nothing and one to A.J. Clark. Clark so far this year has got no home runs. He's got 17 RBIs. He has struck out 14 times and has walked a team high 26 times so far this season. Jim Bovey down in the first base or the third base coaching box here for Hastings. Sean Sorahan in the first base box. Runners on at first and second base just underway. And again, Haymeyer will wheel towards second base, but nobody there. No throw from the pitcher Haymeyer. The shortstop Jason Schmidt shading toward the bag there at second. Outfield playing A.J. Clark straight away here as Haymeyer will work from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base, throws under the plate. Again, an attempted bunt here is going to be fouled away. Back over the screen, out of play. And A.J. Clark is now behind on the count at no balls and two strikes after failing to lay down a couple of bunts here. So 0-2 to A.J. Clark. Jeff Hobbs would be next, and then John Rivera. Hastings batting in the top half of the first inning here this afternoon, despite playing at home at the Smith Complex. His ball games were originally scheduled for Sunday, rained out in Yankton. They moved him to Monday and then eventually on into a Wednesday here at Hastings. The ball gets away from the catcher when Nandy comes back to the screen and the runners advance one. Sonny Huey moves down to the bag at third. Running down to second base is Daniel Nealon in the play. Ball got away from the catcher Joshua Nandy. Came back to the screen. There's plenty of room again
behind the plate here at the Smith Complex. Maybe not as much as we see at Duncan, but that ball was able to get back to the screen area. And the runners allowed to move up a spot here. So now runners are on at second and third base. Hastings threatening here in the top half of the first inning. A.J. Clark now has a count of one ball and two strikes here at the plate. Batting from the left-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Haymeyer. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes. So Alan Haymeyer is throwing a bunch of pitches here. The first three guys in the batting order for Hastings. There's still nobody out here in the first inning. Just underway. GPAC baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Two balls, two strikes. Alan Haymeyer working from the stretch here. Now Marty will pull the infield in. There's a bouncing ball to the right side. It's picked up by Miller, the first baseman. He looks at the runner at third, comes over and taps the bag at first. And A.J. Clark grounds out to the first baseman. Runners stay put there at second and third, so a good play there defensively by Jared Miller. Here comes Jeff Hobbs to the plate next for Hastings. Hobbs will be behind the dish again for the Broncos here in game number one. His batting average at .295 on the season. Hobbs leading in just about every offensive statistical category for Hastings. Leads in at-bats and also in hits so far this year, in RBIs, in doubles, in home runs, and in total bases. Batting in the number four position here this afternoon with an average at .295. Pitch to him is going to be a little bit outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and no strikes. Hobbs so far this year with two home runs, two dingers, and 21 RBIs. Chance to drive one home here in the top half of the first inning. Runners are on at second and third base. There's only one man out. John Rivera in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit hard on the right side. It's going to get through there for a base hit. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate in Daniel Nealon. And an RBI, a two RBI single for Jeff Hobbs. As he got it right by the second baseman, Jason Liverbott down there at the second base. Drives home a couple of runs, and Hastings all of a sudden right out on top here in this ball game on a score of 2-0. Sonny Huey comes in from third base to score for Hastings. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Jeff Hobbs drives home two with a single right back up to the middle. Now it's going to bring up John Rivera up there next. So John Rivera comes to the plate next. Hobbs is going to be run for over there at first base for Hastings. There's only one man out here in this first inning of play. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for ball. Connor Thomas, I think, is the base runner over there for Hastings College. Thomas will run at first base for the catcher, Jeff Hobbs. So John Rivera is up there. Mack Land is scheduled up next for Hastings. We're in the top half of the first inning. 2-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of the Lancers here this afternoon. A throw over the first base, not in time again. Diving back in there is going to be Connor Thomas. Thomas so far this year, 2-for-2 in stealing bases. He's got a good lead down there right now. He stays put as the ball is going to be popped up here. It's going to be in right field. Gonsol drifts over toward the foul line. He's going to grab it for the second out, and John Rivera will fly out to right field for the second out of this first inning of play. Coming up next is going to be Mac Land. So Mac Land comes to the plate next for Hastings College. Land has a batting average of .286 so far this season. Land batting in the number six position here this afternoon. So Land comes up there now with the base runner on first place, first base. Hastings already with a couple of runs in here in the first inning. There's another throw over the first base. Not in time. Haymeyer keeps that up. We could be here all night. Base runner at first base, two men out for the Broncos here in the top half of the first inning. Mack Land is your batter. There's another throw over the first base. That's not going to be in time. Diving back in there again is Connor Thomas. 2-0, Hastings with a couple of base hits here in this first inning. Of course, the big one, the two-run single there by Jeff Hobbs. Runner stays put. Here comes a fastball into the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now is at no balls and one strike. Again, an enjoyable afternoon. Yankton had a bunch of rain yesterday. Their field was not in condition to play today, so they made a decision late yesterday to move this twin bill to Hastings to get him in. As we're in the last 2 weeks of the regular season here in the GPAC, there's another throw over the first base. Boy, how many throws have we seen over the first base here in this first inning? Alan Haymeyer, your pitcher for the Lancers of Mount Marty, trying to keep those base runners close. Nothing in one here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in foul territory, and it gets out of there on the first base side. So the count now is at nothing and two
to Mack Land here in this first inning of play. If he can get aboard, we'll see the designated hitter and Colton Williams coming up there next. These games scheduled for 7 here this afternoon and this evening between Mount Marty and Hastings College. Haymeyer working from the stretch again with a runner on at first base. There's a quick throw of the first base. And guess what? Connor Thomas is back in there, diving in there with a right-handed tag to the bag. Mack Land is your batter here at the plate, 286 batting average. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And it is now 1-2 to Mack Land for Hastings. Land, he's got 14 RBI so far this year. He's got one round tripper for the Broncos. 24 base hits and 101 trips to the plate. He bats on the right-hand side, working against the right-handed throwing Alan Haymeyer. Two men out here in the first. Connor Thomas taking his lead at first. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit hard to a left center field. Going back, the center fielder drifting to his left, and he makes it to third out. Makes the catch out there. That's Logan Corton making the catch out there in center field. So Land gave it a ride, but Corton chases it down in left center field. But Hastings comes up with two runs in the top of the first inning. Two runs on a couple of base hits. No errors. One man left on base. We have played a half an inning here at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing. Mike Will back at the Smith Complex, the Prairie Ridge Park here in Hastings this afternoon. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings scoring 2 in the top half of the first inning. Broncos leading the Lancers by the score of 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. John LeMaster again is going to be our pitcher for Hastings in game number 1 here this afternoon. LeMaster with a record of no wins and 2 losses on the season. No saves. He's thrown 21 innings, giving up 24 base hits and 17 runs. 11 of those have been earned, 10 base on balls and 9 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 4.71 on the season, and teams are batting .289 against him, making his 7th appearance on the season. He has started 4 games for Hastings and has completed none. So John LeMaster, the right-hander, the product out of Adams Central on the mound for the Broncos here this afternoon. And Josh Winandy comes to the plate first for Mount Marty. He's the catcher. His batting average is sitting at .295 on the season. He will bat from the right-hand side. 2-0. Hastings with the lead here as we head to the bottom half of the first. And the first pitch by LeMaster is going to be down low for a ball. 1 and no strikes. Jeff Hobbs again, the workhorse, is behind the plate. For Hastings College, he's caught just about every inning for the Broncos so far this season. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 2 and no strikes now to Josh Winandy, leading things off here for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. He's got 13 RBIs, 1 home run so far this season. Here comes the next pitch. He squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes a pitch outside for a ball. And it is now 3 and no strikes here to Winandy. Jason Livermont would be next, and then Jason Schmidt, top third of the order here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Next pitch is a fastball right down the pipe there. 3 and 1 strike on Josh Winandy. Mount Marty has a team batting average of .297. This season, about 27 points higher than the Hastings College team batting average. There's a bouncing ball toward third. A.J. charges, throws to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play there at third base by A.J. Clark. So Josh Winandy is retired in the play from third to first. And that's going to bring up Jason Livermont next, the second baseman. Livermont has a batting average of .316 so far this season. Livermont has got 30 base hits in 95 trips to the plate. He's got 5 doubles. He's got 1 triple and 2 home runs, 23 RBIs, leads the team and walks with 24. He's also got 26 strikeouts. There's a hard hit ball to second base. Daniel Nealon grabs it on a one hopper, and he gets it over to John Rivera for the out. So two up, two down here for Mount Marty here in this first inning of play. Jason Schmidt comes up there next, number nine. He's the shortstop. His batting average is .373. And he will step in from the left-hand side this time. This guy leads Mount Marty in most of the statistical categories for the Lancers. He leads in at-bats, also in runs scored, in base hits, in doubles, and triples, in home runs, and RBIs. He's got nine home runs so far this season. So Jason Schmidt up there, his batting average is sitting at .373 on the season. Schmidt is 6'2", 189-pounder, a junior out of Mitchell, South Dakota. So, again, it's a short fence down the line here. You got to be aware of that at the Smith Complex at 330 feet away. As John LeMaster will go to work on Jason Schmidt, and the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Falls behind on the count of two balls and no strikes. Alan Haymeyer, the pitcher and the designated hitter, is due up next. Two men out for Mount Marty here in the bottom half of the first inning. LeMaster's next pitch is going to be a fastball that's in there for a strike right on the outside corner. So LeMaster nibbling away here, trying to be careful to Jason Schmidt, the number three hitter in the batting order for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Hastings will play him straight away deep in the outfield. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch, a curveball that stays up high. Now the count is at three balls and one strike. So Jason Schmidt with 23 walks so far this year and 21 strikeouts. Is ahead on the count here at three balls and one strike. Two men out for Mount Marty here in the bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch is going to be inside, and he skips away from that one. A base on balls there. So LeMaster walks a man here in the first inning, and Alan Haymeyer comes up there next. So LeMaster walks a man here in this first inning of play. That's the 11th walk given up by LeMaster so far this season. There's two men out, and Alan Haymeyer, the right-handed hitter, comes up there next. He's batting in the number four position here this afternoon. His batting average is also over the 300 mark at .312 to start the day. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. Hobbs scoops it out of there. That's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count to Alan Haymeyer here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He's got 24 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. He's got seven doubles so far this year. No home runs, 24 RBIs. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Jason Schmidt. LeMaster will look that way, offers one to the plate. There's a curve ball that stays outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to the batter in Alan Haymeyer. Mount Marty stealing bases so far this year, 30 out of 40. Schmidt is down there at first base right now. He is 3 out of 4 in swiping bases. He stays put here as LeMaster comes to the plate again. That's going to be down low. The ball again scooped up here by the catcher for Hastings, Jeff Hobbs. Three balls and no strikes. And now Hobbs will go out and have a couple of words with LeMaster, and also A.J. Clark going to come in there from third base to have a little conversation. Hastings playing here at the Smith Complex, and again, we were advised late this afternoon that Sioux City will now host the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament coming up the first week of May. That's the tournament that Hastings was supposed to host at Duncan Field this year, but because of unplayable conditions down at Duncan, the tournament brought out of there, and Sioux City will host the tournament at three different sites in Sioux City, a couple of high school fields and also their main field, Lewis and Clark Field in Sioux City. So three different fields will be used for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament the first weekend of May. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, a fastball by LeMaster that's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike now. Your batter is Alan Haymeyer, the pitcher for Mount Marty. Jared Miller, the first baseman, is due up there next. Hastings has the lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. 2-0 is the score. Hastings in the lead. A throw over to first base, not in time. Schmidt back in there. The tag applied by John Rivera, the first baseman. LeMaster working from the stretch. Here comes the 3-1. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So back-to-back walks here now to Schmidt and Haymeyer. Now Mount Marty has base runners on at first and second base in the first inning of play. Jared Miller comes up there next.
Jared Miller.
Miller is the first baseman. His batting average is sitting at .340 on the season. Miller has got 33 base hits and 97 trips to the plate. He's got three home runs and 24 RBIs so far this season. He will bat from the left side as he works against the righty and John LeMaster. Here comes the pitch to him, a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one now to Jared Miller for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Miller is a 5'11", 175-pound freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Went to Washington High School up there in the Sioux Falls. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. Nice pitch there by LeMaster. And it is now no balls and two strikes here to Jared Miller. I'm sure John would like to get to Miller and does not want to pitch to Dylan Lambley, who's got a 447 batting average coming up there next. No balls and two strikes here to Jared Miller. Runners are on at first and second base. Hastings playing with the first baseman, John Rivera, behind the base runner down there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside, and the count is at 1-2. 1-2 the count down to Jared Miller. Outfield pretty much straight away here with Decker Brown in left, Mike Tomlin in center, and Mack Land out in right field looking on. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from LeMaster. Hit, and it's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 1-2. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park here this afternoon. Bright sunshiny skies, temperature in the lower 50s here this afternoon with winds out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. 1-2 here for LeMaster. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Jared Miller goes down and strikes the first strikeout of the ball game for LeMaster. Issued a couple of walks here in the inning, but he gets out of the inning with a strikeout to Jared Miller. And Mount Marty is out of the first inning. They scored no runs on no base hits, no errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We have played one here at Smith with a score. Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing. All right, so the Broncos come to bat now here in the top half of the second inning. First game of two here this afternoon. Seven-inning affairs between Mount Marty and Hastings College. Bottom third of the order coming up here for the Broncos in inning number two to face Alan Haymeyer and the Lancers. It'll be Colton Williams, the designated hitter, Mike Tomlin, the center fielder, and Decker Brown, the left fielder here this afternoon. They'll bat in the second inning, so Hastings scoring two runs on a couple of base hits. In that first inning of play, the big one, the two-run single by Jeff Hobbs to get things started. So Hastings with a lead here this afternoon, 2-0 over the Lancers. Colton Williams will start things off here in the second for Hastings. He's a left-handed hitter for the Broncos. The DH here this afternoon hits it to the right side. The first baseman, Miller, grabs it. He races to the bag, and he gets Colton Williams. Colton doesn't have the speed that Sonny Huey had to start off the ball game here this afternoon to outrace to Miller to the bag to get things started for Hastings in the first inning. Williams is retired in the play on one pitch. Ground ball to Jared Miller there at first base. Miller had plenty of time to get to the bag there, the retired Colton Williams. So Mike Tomlin will come to the bench next, or come to the plate next. Tomlin is a center fielder. His batting average is sitting at .321 on the season. Tomlin did not play in the doubleheader against the Sioux Falls a couple of weeks ago. Sat out that one, but he's back into the lineup now for Hastings College, batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon. He bats from the left-hand side as well as they work against the right-hander and Haymeyer. That ball's hit right back to Haymeyer on the mound, runs it toward first, and then rockets it to the first baseman Miller. That retires Mike Tomlin. So two pitches and two outs here for Hastings Decker in the top half of the second Brown. Inning. And Decker Brown comes up there next. Brown is batting .227 so far this season. He's the left fielder for Hastings College here this afternoon. Brown has got no home runs, and he's got 13 RBIs so far this year. Brown has struck out 8 times, and he has walked 5 times. He will bat from the right side for Hastings. Decker is the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Here comes the breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Decker Brown here in the second for Hastings. Sonny Huey would be next. Alan Haymeyer working from the full windup with base pads empty here in the second inning. Here comes the windup and the pitch, a fastball that's going to be inside for a ball. There's now one ball and one strike. Joshua Nandy behind the plate with Haymeyer on the mound here for the Lancers. Heine is over there at third base with Schmidt at shortstop. Livermont at second base, and Miller is over at first base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It is swung on, and it's going to be hit to the outfield. Coming on is going to be the center fielder, and he lays his body out there, and he cannot make the catch. It falls in there, and a base hit there by Decker Brown. So a nice attempt at catching that ball out there by Corton, the center fielder for the Lancers of Mount Barney, but he could not hang on to it there as he lays his body out there and it falls down to the turf. So a base hit there by Decker Brown. Hastings now with a runner on here with two men out in the second inning of play. That's the third base hit of the ball game for Hastings. And Sonny Huey comes to the plate next. Huey had an infield single to start off the ball game here for the Broncos. He came around to score on that base hit by Jeff Hobbs later on in the inning. So 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. And now your base runner at first base is going to be Decker Brown with two men out. There's a fastball that's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Sonny Huey for Hastings. Huey leads the team in runs scored. Now he's got 19 runs scored this year. No home runs and 9 RBIs as he brings a 280 batting average to the plate here in inning number 2. There's another throw over to first base, and Decker Brown is back in there. Brown in stealing bases so far this year is 2 out of 2. He inches away from the bag right now. Jared Miller will hold him on defensively. We are in the top half of the second inning with the Broncos out on top by a score of 2-0. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that's in there for a called strike here on Huey, and the count is sitting at no balls and one strike on Huey. So Sonny Huey up there, he's got 27 base hits now and 94 trips to the plate. Waiting on the pitch here from Alan Haymeyer, the right-handed thrower from Mount Marty. Again, a throw over the first base. That's not going to be in time. Sonny Huey has got 9 RBIs so far this year. No home runs, 29 total bases. The count to him is at no balls and one strike. Haymeyer looks in for the sign from his catcher, Josh Winandy, working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at first base, and again, a throw over the first base. Sooner or later, the Broncos may be leading the wrong way over there, but Haymeyer's consistently thrown over to the bag at first so far in these first two innings. The count is at 1-1 on Sonny Huey. 1-1 the count on Huey here at the plate. Haymeyer working from the stretch again, and he's going to throw one to the plate this time. There's a ground ball towards second. Livermont has got it. He's going to go to the first, and that's the third out. So Sonny Huey grounds out to the second baseman, Jason Livermont. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
And Alliance. 1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon from the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park, just north of Hastings. 52 degrees at game time here this afternoon. Hastings out on top, scoring 2 runs in the top half of the first inning, and it's now 2-0 as Mount Marty comes to bat here in the bottom half of inning number 2. The work on against John LeMaster.
Now batting number 50, Dylan
Lambley. Dylan Lambley coming to the plate first for Mount Marty here in the second. Lambley playing out in left field defensively here this afternoon for the Lancers. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Lambley has a 447 batting average
So far this year, he's got 17 base hits and 38 trips to the plate. No home runs, four RBIs. He's got a base on ball and six strikeouts. Next pitch is going to miss, and the count goes to 1-1. John LeMaster issued 2 walks in the first inning of play, but then struck out Jared Miller to get out of the inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 2-1 to Dylan Lambley. Lambley, 6'2", 203 pounds, a senior out of Burke, South Dakota. Batting from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch here by LeMaster, a curveball that just stays outside. And the count is now at 3-1. So a couple of ground ball outs to lead off the first inning, then a couple of walks by LeMaster. Then he come back and struck out to Jared Miller to end the inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. So he issues another walk, the third walk of the ball game by LeMaster. Lambley heads down to first base on the play. Now Matthias Godsoe comes up there next. He is the right fielder. So Matthias Godsoe with a 308 batting average. He's got 20 base hits and 65 trips to the plate. 3 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He's got 13 RBIs, 6 base on balls, and 7 strikeouts so far this season. Where's number 21 in that uniform for the Lancers? Uniform that's white, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the gold here this afternoon. Hastings in their homestanding gray uniforms. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. 1-0 here to Matthias Gonsolin. He's the number 7 hitter in the batting order for the Lancers. And now A.J. Clark comes in from third base to have a couple of words with John LeMaster. A.J. expected to start game number 2 for Hastings here this afternoon, which will be early this evening. Both LeMaster and Clark were scheduled to pitch on Sunday. The game was washed out. Here's a bunt picked up by LeMaster, goes to first base. They get the runner at first base, Gonzo, but the sacrifice works. Running down to the bag at second is going to be Dylan Lambley. So Matthias Gonzo is thrown out of the play from pitcher to first. There's one man out here in the second inning, and now Logan Corton comes to the plate next. Logan Corton is the center fielder. His batting average is sitting at .258 on the season. Corton has got 23 base hits and 89 trips to the plate. He will bat from the right-hand side here for the Lancers. Base runner is now on at second base. LeMaster comes to the plate with a curveball. It's in there for a strike. Corton leads the team in strikeouts so far this year. He's got 29. 29 strikeouts and 10 base on balls. Mount Marty with a man on at second base. That's going to be Lambley. Hastings out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the second inning. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and Jeff Hobbs scoops that baby out of the dirt. And down the count to Logan Corton is sitting at 1-1. Ross Heine, the third baseman, would be up next. The master working from the stretch here with the base runner on at second base. Outfield playing Corton straight away. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now 2-1 to Logan Corton. Lancers 14-19 in the season, sitting at 7-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They came off with a doubleheader split to Doan last weekend. The Tigers right now currently in first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next pitch is a high fastball. That's going to be inside for another ball. 3-1. So LeMaster walked 2 men in the first inning of play. He's walked 1 here in the second. And now on the verge of losing Logan Corton, the number 8 hitter in the batting order. Nobody up and throwing yet for Hastings down in the third base bullpen here at Smith. 3-1. Here comes the next pitch. Hit back up through the middle. The shortstop makes a nice play on the ball. Sonny goes over to first base. That's in time. So Sonny Huey goes a long way. Moves over toward the bag at second to grab that one on a ground ball. Gets it quickly over to John Rivera, the first baseman, to get the out over there at first. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Dylan Lambley. So he's now 90 feet away from scoring. But Ross Heine, the third baseman, comes up there next. Heine is the number 9 guy in the batting order. So Hastings now with 2 men out here in this second inning of play. LeMaster will go to work on Heine. Throws a fastball there that hits the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Ross Heine. Heine has a batting average of .203 so far this season. Heine has got 22 strikeouts this year and 12 base on balls. Hits that one right to the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, and he grabs it in the air for the third out. So Ross Heine is retired into play, lining out to the second baseman, Daniel Nealon. So Hastings gets out of the inning. No damage done here as John LeMaster gives up a base on balls, a free pass to the leadoff man, Dylan Lambley, but then a sacrifice, a ground out, and a line out to end the inning. Mount Marty scores no runs on no hits, no errors. One man left on base. Two complete here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. The score, Hastings 2, Mount Marty nothing.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a material handler. This 12-hour fixed shift schedule offers every other three-day weekend off. Starting wage is $15.35 per hour with a 50-cent night shift differential. AGP offers an excellent benefit program and matching 401k program. This position includes truck and rail car loading, material handling, and light maintenance assignments. Candidates must pass a pre-employment physical, drug screening, background check, and must have a valid driver's license. Interested individuals should apply at the Nebraska Job Service in Hastings, or for more information, call 460-4458.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 23rd. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's 36 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings now batting in the top half of the third inning. And the Broncos will send the top of the order to the plate. Actually, 2-3-4. 2-3-4, Daniel Nealon, A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs coming to the plate here to face Alan Haymeyer and the Lancers of Mount Marty. 2-0, Hastings with the lead. And the pitch is going to be outside to a Daniel Nealon. It gets away from the catcher, Lenandy, back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 1-1. Nealon so far in the ball game, he has walked. That was back there in the first inning. He came around to score one of the two runs, and that two-run single by Jeff Hobbs later on in the inning. There's a fastball that misses outside. And now the count at 2-1. Baseball action for you here this afternoon. The first game of two at the Smith Complex between Hastings and Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now 2-2. Another action today in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Concordia. That was a 2 o'clock start today. Briarcliff is playing at Dort. That twin bill got started at 4 this afternoon. Here comes the windup and the pitch again by Haymeyer. He's going to miss outside. And now the count is at 3-2. Bellevue is scheduled to play a single 9-inning ball game tonight in Fremont against the Midland University Warriors, but that game was canceled because of wet grounds this afternoon in Fremont. So here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Back over the screen, out of play, and the count remains at 3-2. So 3-2 the count here. Hastings with the lead as we bat in the top half of the third inning. A.J. Clark is due up next, then Jeff Hobbs. Daniel Nealon waiting on the pitch here. That ball is going to be hit to right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Chased down by Godsell out there in right field. So Hastings gets their fourth base hit of the ball game as Daniel Nealon singles to right field. So the Broncos now have a base runner on at first base. That's Daniel Nealon. A.J. Clark comes up there next. Nice base hit there by Daniel Nealon right over the second baseman's head. That's Livermont. Picked up by Godsell out there in right field. So A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark grounded out to the first baseman his first time up there. He's 0-1 so far today. Batting average to start the day at .295. So now Haymeyer again will have to work from the stretch, and again he throws over the first base. And back in there for Hastings is going to be Daniel Nealon. So A.J. Clark to the plate for Hastings, trying to do some damage here in this third inning of play. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to stay outside for a ball. 1-0 here to A.J. Hobbs due up next. John Rivera is in the hole. A.J. batting from the left-hand side here in inning number 3. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Nealon. Not much of a lead this time, but a throw over there anyway. And he gets in there safely as Haymeyer and Jared Miller continue to play catch over there from pitcher to first. Counted the plate, is it one ball and no strikes to A.J. Clark. Haymeyer again looking toward the bag at first. And he throws one to the plate instead. A fastball that stays outside for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. A.J. Clark so far this year has walked a team high 26 times. He has struck out 14 times. No home runs. 17 RBI so far this season. A.J. waiting on the pitch, but he's not going to get it here as the throw again is back over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Daniel Nealon. Nealon stealing bases so far this year. One out of one. But the Lancers are concerned with the base runners here this afternoon for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that stays outside. And the count is at three balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count here for A.J. Clark. Hastings batting in the top half of the third inning, despite playing here at home this afternoon. And these ball games were originally scheduled to be played last week. They were moved to Monday, no go up in Yankton. Then they decided to move them here to the Smith Complex. These were originally set to be played this afternoon up in Yankton. Still, their fields were not ready, so they made the decision late yesterday to move them to Hastings. Thus, here we are at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is in there for a strike. And again, a throw over to first base, not in time. Daniel Nealon gets back in there. So A.J. Clark waiting here at the plate on Alan Haymeyer for Mount Marty. They're pitching in and down there at third base, but Clark's going to draw a walk here as he takes the pitch outside. So Clark heads down to first base on the play. Daniel Nealon runs down to second base. That's going to be walk number two issued by Haymeyer. So Hastings now with base runners on again at first and second base. We've had a base runner in each inning so far. Hastings has crossed the plate twice. It's 2-0. Broncos have the lead. Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. Hobbs drove home the two runs back there in inning number one. So he's one for one so far this afternoon. He's got another chance to do the exact same thing right here as he will step in from the right-hand side and wait on the pitch on Alan Haymeyer. He will work from the stretch with runners on it, first and second, pinching in at the corners. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be a curveball that stays outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jared Miller playing on the edge of the infield grass over there at first base for Mount Marty. Likewise, Ross Heine over there at third. He's got to be careful, though, because there's a runner at second base. That's Daniel Nealon. 2-0, Hastings with the lead. Broncos with four base hits so far here in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, a fastball that's in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Jeff Hobbs. John Rivera would be next. Hobbs with a team-high 36 base hits so far this season. Team-high 21 RBIs. Had a couple of home runs. He's got a team-high 52 total bases. And now the pitcher, Haymeyer, wheels towards second base, but nobody there. No throw. Pitcher climbs back onto the rubber here. One ball and one strike to Jeff Hobbs. With runners on at first and second base. A.J. Clark is down there at first. Nealon is on at second. And now a timeout is called here by Hobbs as he backs out of the batter's box. And now re-enters as Haymeyer again will work the sign from Winandy behind the plate. And here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It goes ricocheting off the chest protector of the catcher Winandy right in front of the plate. Runners have to stay put at first and second base. But the count is sitting at two balls and one strike now to Jeff Hobbs. Outfield playing pretty deep out there here at Smith. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground by the third baseman. It's going to be loose out there in the infield. Picked up, but no throw from the shortstop, Jason Schmidt. Ross Heine knocks it down down there at third base. It was running loose in the infield. It was picked up by Jason Schmidt, but he had no play on the ball over at first base on Jeff Hobbs. Hobbs is not going to be run for down there. That's going to be ruled a base hit here for Jeff Hobbs, so he's now two for two in the ball game. Connor Thomas comes out to run for him at first base. So Daniel Nealon has moved along to third. A.J. Clark is on at second base. Jeff Hobbs and his second base hit of the ball game now is sitting at first base with Connor Thomas coming out to run for him. Hobbs heads back to the third base dugout. So the Broncos with another golden opportunity right here. Nobody out in the third inning. The bases are juiced up here. And here comes
John Rivera to the plate for Hastings. He will take a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes as we take a look at the first base side here. Nobody up and throwing right now for the Lancers. Haymeyer has thrown a lot of pitches here in the first two innings plus. Now working on John Rivera, working from the full windup. Next pitch comes inside on him. There's now two balls and no strikes. And now the catcher, Josh Winandy, goes out to have a couple of words with Haymeyer on the mound. Two balls and no strikes here to John Rivera. Hastings with the bases full. Mack Land is due up there next. Rivera so far this season, he has walked 14 times and he has struck out 20 times. Batting average of .278 on the season. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner right at the knees. And the count is at two balls and one strike to John Rivera. John backs out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings, looks down at head coach Jim Bovee, and now re-enters on the right-hand side. Heine again playing on the edge of the infield grass down there at third base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit the right field. It's going to curve over in the foul territory, and it's just fouled down the right field line. Boy, that one could have scored two, perhaps three runs there. And it was just fouled by inches down the right field line. Chased down by Gonsol, the right fielder for the Lancers of Mount Barty. So Rivera comes back to the batter's box here. And the count now will be two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes on John Rivera. He's playing at first base defensively for Hastings here this afternoon. Broncos have the lead, 2-0. Looking for more here in the third. Here comes the windup and the pitch. It swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So John Rivera strikes out in the ball game. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game for Alan Haymeyer. And that's going to bring up Mack Land next. Land, he flew out to deep center field in the first inning of play to end the inning. He comes up there now here in the third with only one man out. Hastings with the bases full. Connor Thomas is down there at first base. A.J. Clark is on at second. Daniel Nealon is on at third. So one out now for the Broncos here in the top half of the third. Haymeyer will work from the full windup. There's the kick and his delivery to the plate. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Who's going to call for it? Haymeyer drifts across the line and he grabs it. So Mack Land pops out here in the third inning as he flies out to the pitcher. Haymeyer grabs that one just as he crosses the foul line here on the first base side. So now we're down to Colton Williams. Williams here in the third inning. He'll come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 so far today. He knocked one to the first baseman on the very first pitch that he saw back there in inning number two. So Colton Williams 0-for-1 so far today. He's got a batting average of .333 on the season. Hastings with the base runners jamming the base pads right now. They're full at first, second, and third as the pitch comes outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Colton Williams for the Broncos. Williams with that .333 batting average. He's got two RBIs so far this year. No home runs. Chance to add to that total right here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now on Colton Williams of Hastings. Mike Tomlin would be next. Broncos batting here in the top half of the third to the Smith Complex in Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by Haymeyer. That's a fastball that stays up high, and it's now three balls and no strikes. No place to put Colton Williams. So Haymeyer's got to come home with a pitch right here. And Williams is going to try to zero in on this pitch. We'll see if he gets the green light here from head coach Jim Bovee down to third base coaching box. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and that one just misses. Colton Williams draws a baseline ball here, and that brings home a runner. Daniel Nealon comes in from third base to score. That makes it a 3-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. Colton Williams drives one home with a bases-loaded walk here in the third. A.J. Clark moves over to third base on the play. Connor Thomas moves down to second base. Colton Williams gets a walk and drives home a run here in the third. That's the third walk of the ball game given up now by Alan Haymeyer. And now Mike Tomlin comes to the plate next. But not before we have a little conference on the mound here from the Mount Marty coaching staff. So three walks and one strikeout so far given up by Alan Haymeyer here in this ball game. The Broncos have hammered out five base hits. Haymeyer is going nowhere. He stays on the mound here for the Lancers. And that's going to bring up Tomlin next. There's two men out for the Broncos here in the third inning. A run is in. Hastings scoring two in the first. Mike Tomlin, a left-handed hitter. Here comes the pitch by Haymeyer to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Mike Tomlin with a .323 batting average to the plate next. He's got no home runs. He's got seven RBIs. Bases are still loaded here for the Broncos in the third. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch right down the pipe there by Haymeyer. Now the count is at one ball and one strike. Decker Brown would be next. Tomlin so far this year has got 15 strikeouts. He's got 16 walks. Waiting on the pitch here, Alan Haymeyer working from the full windup. He's got the sign from Winandy behind the plate, but now backing off of the plate is going to be Tomlin. Calls a timeout, now re-enters. Here comes the windup and the pitch by Haymeyer. Took something off of that one. That's a bouncing ball up through the middle. It's going to be knocked down by the second baseman. He goes to second base for the force out, and they get him. Nice play there by Livermont, the second baseman. Goes over toward the bag at second to grab that bouncing ball, and he flips it to the shortstop, Jason Schmidt, covering the bag. And Hastings gets out of the inning as he gets the force out, and Colton Williams down there at the second base for the third out. So Hastings loads up the bases here in inning number three with nobody out, and they can't get anything across the plate. They did score that one on the walk by Colton Williams, who drove home a run. So Hastings actually scores one run on a couple of base hits here in the ball game. No errors on Mount Marty. And 3 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
This Saturday, we hope you'll be part of the Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Course. Call Indian Head now to put your team in. Call Indian Head at 308-381-4653. Two flights. Top three teams in each flight will win cash prizes. $600 for first, $400 for second, $320 for third. There'll be a $30,000 vehicle from Tom Dinsdale Automotive for the first hole-in-one on the 158-yard 14th hole. Plus, prizes on three other holes for holes-in-one. Golf clubs, flat screen TV, and airline tickets will be the prizes. You'll be able to opt in to be the golfer who putts 60 feet for $10,000. Net proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation of Nebraska. Call Indian Head today, 308-381-4653. Remember, it's this Saturday. Presented by community-driven Tom Dinsdale Automotive Group, St. Francis Medical Center, Harley-Davidson Central, High Points Bank, and Paul Spady Motors. Log on to hastingslink.com for more details.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the third inning. John LeMaster throwing here for Hastings College in game number one. LeMaster so far has issued a couple of walks in the ball game. In fact, 3 walks in the contest, but no runs. And the Lancers are still looking for their first base hit as we head to inning number three here this afternoon. And leading things off will be Josh Winandy, the catcher. Then we'll see Jason Livermont and Jason Schmidt. 3-0. Hastings now with 3 runs and 5 base hits here in game number one. Winandy, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number one. There's a bouncing ball again picked up by Sonny Healy, and then he bobbles the ball at shortstop, and it goes in the center field for a base hit here for Mount Marty. So Sonny Healy worked to his left toward the bag at second. He's trying to play it on the hop, and that one got away from him and in the center field for a base hit. We'll check the scoring for you on that one. Probably an error on Huey. Jason Livermont coming up there. The bat next here in the third inning of play with a base runner on at first. So Josh Winandy gets aboard here. It's going to be an error chalked up on Sonny Huey at shortstop. Livermont comes up there. He grounded out his first time up. And here's the pitch by LeMaster. It's going to be a fastball. It stays inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. So now Mount Marty has got their leadoff man on. They also got their leadoff man on in inning number two, but could not do anything with it as Lambley was left stranded over there at third base. Here comes the next pitch, another fastball that LeMaster throws. It's going to miss outside. 2 balls and no strikes now on Jason Livermont. Jason Schmidt would be next, and then Alan Haymeyer, the pitcher. Mount Marty batting here in the bottom half of the third inning at the Smith Complex. First game of two here this afternoon between Hastings and Mount Marty. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and Jeff Hobbs has to knock that one down as well as he scoops it up. Mask comes off and makes sure that base runner stays down there at first base. Courtesy runner is out there. Justin Kemp is now running for the catcher with Nandy down there at first base. So Kemp is now on at first. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike on Jason Livermont. He started the day with a batting average of 316 here this afternoon. Grounded out his first time up there. So Livermont comes to the plate right now in the third inning with a man on at first base. There's a leisurely throw over to first base by LeMaster, retrieved by John Rivera. Taking his lead down there at first base now is going to be Justin Kemp. LeMaster now taking some extra time here between pitches. Kemp goes back at first. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit. Shallow right field coming on and making the catch out there is going to be Mac Lamb. Lamb looking up in the sun there. Grabs the ball for the out there in right field. So Jason Livermont flies out to the right fielder, Mac Lamb. That is the first out of the third inning of play. Jason Schmidt comes up there next. Schmidt is the shortstop. He worked out a free pass, a base on balls back there in inning number one. So Jason Schmidt comes up there for the second time. His batting average at 373 on the season. He's a big guy. He'll step in from the left-hand side as he works against the right-handed throwing John LeMaster. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low again. Jeff Hobbs scoops her up. One ball and no strikes to Jason Schmidt. This guy has shown that he can hit with some power. He's got 10 doubles. He's got 2 triples. He's got 9 home runs. And he's got 39 RBIs. He's ahead on the count now at 1-0. There's a ground ball towards second. Picked up there by Nealon. Goes to second base for one. Huey goes over to first base. That's not in time. So Hastings trying to turn to double play. They get one as Huey goes to second base on the play.
Now batting number 25, Alan Hamer.
Nealon goes to Sonny Huey, but he can't make the throw back over to first base. A hard slide there by the base runner. And Huey kind of chopped down in the play. Over there, it's a second base, but he made the play the first. Not a very good throw, but Jason Schmidt was in there easily at first base. But now there's 2 men out here in the inning. Alan Haymeyer comes up there next. He's the pitcher. He had a base on balls as well back there in inning number one. 2 men out for Mount Marty here in the third inning of play. Lancers are trailing Hastings College this afternoon by the score of 3-0. The Broncos with 5 base hits the first 3. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays outside. Now 2 balls and no strikes to Alan Haymeyer, who starts the day with a batting average of 312 for the Lancers. Haymeyer with 24 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. Haymeyer, a junior from Spearfish, South Dakota. He fouls away this next pitch down the first base side. 2 balls and 1 strike. Jared Miller will be next, and we'll see Dylan Lambley. 2 balls and 1 strikes here on Haymeyer as LeMaster will work from the stretch. He offers one to the plate. That one got away from him way up high, way upstairs as the ball is recovered there by Hobbs behind the plate. And now the count is sitting at 3 balls and 1 strike here to Alan Haymeyer. Hobbs flashes a sign back onto the pitcher's mound. Here comes the pitch by LeMaster, but not before he goes over to first base. Jason Schmidt back in there. 2 men out for the Lancers here in inning number 3. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be another fastball that stays up high. LeMaster walks another guy. And now base runners on at first and second base here in the third. LeMaster has walked his 4th guy here in the first 3 innings to play. So 4 walks by LeMaster. He's got 1 strikeout. Now Jared Miller comes up there next. Miller is number 5 in the batting order here this afternoon. Hefty batting average of 340. Lancers trying to get back into the ball game. They're trailing by the score of 3-0 here in the third. Next pitch is way up high again. And now the count is at 1 and no strikes. And now the pitching coach for Hastings is going to come out and have a couple of words with John LeMaster. And the Broncos playing here at Smith. I think the mound is a little bit higher than what we see normally. It's at Duncan Field. But the Broncos practice here. They play all their fall ball here. So Hastings no stranger to the surroundings and the pitching mound and things like that here at Smith. John LeMaster falling behind this hitter again. And Jared Miller, 1 and no strikes. So a short conference here as the home plate umpire goes out to break up the little conversation. Broncos have 2 men out here in the inning.
The base runner's on at first and second base. Amaya, the pitcher, down there at first. Jason Schmidt is down there at second base, taking their leads respectively. LeMaster working from the stretch and throws one to the plate. That ball is hit hard right to the shortstop. Is Huey cannot make the play. Now the ball is loose. It goes in the shallow right field, and everybody's going to be safe. A hard hit ball hit to Sonny Huey, who had to move to his left out there at shortstop to try to grab it. It goes bouncing off of his glove.
Now batting number 50.
It goes trickling out into a shallow right center field. Everybody is going to be safe. And now Dylan Lambley comes to the plate next. They're going to give him a base hit on that baby. So the first base hit of the ball game by Mount Marty. Now the bases are loaded. Schmidt moves down there to third base on the play. Haymeyer is along at second. Down there at first is going to be Jared Miller. Now Dylan Lambley, a guy who can really change the ball game around in a hurry, will come to the plate next. A 447 batting average to Lambley. He takes a strike here, a curveball that's in there for LeMaster. And the count is now even at one ball and one strike. Lambley with four RBIs. He's got a base on balls. He's got six strikeouts so far this year. 17 base hits and 38 trips to the plate. He fouls this one away down to third base side. So John LeMaster trying to work out of a jam here in the third. Bases are loaded. The count to Lambley is at one ball and two strikes. The master working from the stretch, throws one to the plate. Swung on and missed, a big strikeout. Strikeout number two in the ball game by John LeMaster, and he gets the leading hitter for Mount Marty to go down on strikes here in the third with the bases loaded. Mount Marty scores no runs on one base hit. No errors, actually one error on Hastings, and three men left on base. Three innings in the books here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
Wet weather is inevitable this spring. It's like saying the sky is blue. Melting snow and rain needs to go somewhere, and eventually the ground becomes saturated. Keep the water from invading your house with a new Mark II automatic sump pump from Simer. Its thermoplastic body resists corrosion, stress, and heat. Inspect your sump pump to make sure it's ready for the wet weather. Visit Hank on Facebook at facebook.com/hardwarehank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
The OK Cafe invites you to their Easter Sunday extravaganza from 11 until 2. The OK Cafe will feature four meat entrees, including roast beef, turkey and dressing, baked ham and shrimp, plus mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade muffins, the salad and dessert bar, and more. Large groups are welcome, and reservations are greatly appreciated. Call 461-4663. That's 461-4663. Reduced prices for senior citizens and children at the Easter Sunday feast at the OK Cafe. Serving from 11 until 2 only. Call 461-4663 for reservations.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park here this afternoon. Hastings with a lead over the Lancers of Mount Marty. The score is 3-0. Alan Haymeyer will come back out and throw the fourth inning down for Mount Marty. Decker Brown will lead things off for the Broncos, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. And here comes the pitch by Haymeyer that's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Decker Brown had a single back there in the second inning of play. Hastings scoring two in the first and one in the third. They've got a 3-0 lead. There's a strike there on Decker Brown. It's now even up at one ball and one strike. So Mount Marty loads up the bases in the last half of an inning, but John LeMaster gets a big strikeout on the Dylan Lambley to end the inning, and it's still a 3-0 contest. Hastings out on top. Broncos looking for their 20th win here this afternoon, trying to stay in the thick of the race for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. Two balls and one strike. The next pitch is going to be hit down the first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. Major League Baseball had a lot of action this afternoon. The Detroit Tigers, winners over the Seattle Mariners in the American League today, 3-2. The Tigers are now 9-10 in the season. There's a ball hit to right field. Gonzo looks up, drifts over toward the line, and will grab the ball for the first out. So Decker Brown flies out to Matthias Gonsol out in the right field. That's the first out of inning number four, and that's going to bring up Sonny Huey next. Huey is 1-for-2 so far today. Huey had a single back there in the first inning of play, came around to score on the Jeff Hobbs single. He also grounded out in inning number two. So Sonny Huey comes up there for the third time here this afternoon. batting here in the fourth inning of play. There's a ball that's hit down the right field line, drifting over again. It's going to be Gonsol, and he can't come up with it. It just falls out in foul territory, but a nice attempt there by Matthias Gonsol out in right field. There's a long strike there on Sonny Huey. He comes back to the batter's box. Sonny started the day with a batting average of .280. No home runs. He's got 9 RBIs so far this year. Leads the team in runs scored with 18. Good guy to have on the base pads. He leads the team in stolen bases with 6. One man out here in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch by Haymeyer. That's going to be in there for a strike, a breaking pitch that just hits the outside corner. Now Sonny Huey is behind in the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Broncos batting here in the fourth. Haymeyer looking in for the sign, trying to work quickly here. Now his windup and the delivery to the plate. That one just misses, a fastball. 1-2 strikes to Sonny Huey. Daniel Nealon would be next, and then A.J. Clark. Jeff Hobbs would follow him if the Broncos can get something going here in the fourth. And here comes the 1-2 pitch now to Sonny Huey from Haymeyer. That's going to be hit off the handle of the bat, popped up. He's going to stay in the infield, shielding his eyes. The first baseman, Miller, and he grabs the ball. So Sonny Huey flies out to the first baseman. The guys on the right side of the diamond here, the second baseman, the first baseman, the right fielder, all with sun problems here at the Smith Complex. But Miller shields his eyes there and makes the catch over there at first base. Now there's 2 men out here in the fourth. Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon has got a base hit in his 2 trips to the plate so far. Drew a base on balls in the first. He has scored 2 runs. He will take a strike here. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon. Nealon started the day with a batting average of .238. He's got 14 RBIs, 1 home run this season. Here comes the next pitch by Haymeyer that's going to miss inside on a fastball. It's now 1-1 strike. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be down low as the ball actually hops to the catcher, Josh Winandy. And the count is now at 2-1. Wind starting to pick up now here this afternoon as this afternoon progresses. There's a ground ball. It's going to be hit to the left side. It's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Jason Schmidt, the shortstop, had a play on the ball there on the shallow portion of the outfield grass but couldn't come down with it. So there's a base hit there by Daniel Nealon. It's going to be the 6th base hit of the ball game for Hastings here in the ball game. And now A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark is 0-1 so far today. He grounded out in inning number 1. Had a base on balls in the third. 3-0, Hastings has got the lead. The Broncos now with a base runner out at first base. That's Daniel Nealon. And again, Haymeyer, what he's been doing all afternoon long, keeping those base runners close down there at first base as he throws over to Jared Miller. Nealon dives back in there. A.J. Clark waits here at the plate in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays inside for a ball. 1-0. We gave her the Tigers score. Detroit over Seattle today by the score of 3-2. The Washington Nationals beat the St. Louis Cardinals the first game of 2 today in the National League, 8-6. Final score there. Next pitch is, well, they're going to throw it to first base, and back in there is going to be Daniel Nealon again. So the Cardinals losers today, 8-6 to the Nationals in the first game of 2 in St. Louis. Here comes the next pitch by Haymeyer. That's going to be outside for a ball. And now Clark is ahead on the count of 2-0. The Phillies beat the Brewers today by a score of 4-3. Some afternoon action today in Major League Baseball. Full slate of games going on tonight. Top of the 9th inning, the Red Sox leading the Oakland A's by a score of 5-3. A.J. Clark takes a look at the fastball there. That's going to be in there for a strike. And Clark is now ahead on the count of 2-1. Daniel Nealon is your base runner down there at first base for Hastings, sneaking away from the bag over there. Miller staying close. There's a throw over there. And again, Miller applies the tag. Nealon dives back in there. Hastings with 3 runs and 6 base hits. They've committed 1 error so far in the ballgame. Mal Barty with no runs on 1 base hit with no errors. A.J. Clark to the plate here for Hastings with 2 men out. Waiting on the pitch by Haymeyer, but again, a throw over the first base. And Nealon dives back in there. So Haymeyer climbs back on top of the mound here. Looks in for the sign. He's not been content here with pitching to A.J. Clark. Now he throws up a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball, and now it's three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count here to A.J. Clark. Jeff Hobbs would be next. Hastings trying to add to their total right here. Nealon again inching away from first base bag. Haymeyer looking for the sign, and he's going to get her here, and then he looks over his left shoulder. Runner is still over there. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. A.J. wanted to pull the trigger, but just couldn't do it. Watches that baby go on by, and now the count is full with three balls and two strikes. So three balls and two strikes, two men out here in the fourth inning of play. And now your base runner at first base will be going on the pitch. First baseman Miller now playing behind him over there. 3-2 the count with two men out. There goes the base runner at first, and the pitch is going to be fouled away by Clark. So Nealon will have to go back at first base. Three balls and two strikes and two men out. A.J. Clark trying to get aboard here for Hastings, which would bring up Jeff Hobbs. Broncos are currently in second place in the conference at 10-4. They're trailing Doan. They have a 12-2 record to lead the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be popped up. It's going to head out to a shallow center field and drifting back to second baseman Livermont, and he grabs it. A.J. Clark is retired in the play. Well, it's not hit very hard. It goes out to shallow center field, and he is retired by Livermont, the second baseman. So Hastings gets a base runner, but they waste it here in the fourth. No runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score, Hastings 3, Mount Barney nothing.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the sound of Yellow Book search engine marketing working for Scott Eller Dentistry.
Open wide.
Fresh.
And a Yellow Book built website working for Complete Auto Care and Tire. And a Yellow Book print ad working for Duncan Chiropractic Group. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses across America can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We're at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park here this afternoon. Hastings out on top. The Lancers out of Mount Barney. The score is 3-0 as the Lancers come to bat here in the bottom half of the fourth. So far, Mount Barney no runs on a base hit. The only base hit was the one last inning by Jared Miller. John LeMaster on the mound here for Hastings. We'll go to work on Matthias Gotzel. And the first two pitches are down low outside the strike zone. So two balls and no strikes. Mount Barney working their bottom third of the order here in the fourth. Numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch. It could be inside for a ball. LeMaster has worked behind on the hitters most of the afternoon so far. He's behind Matthias Gonsol now. Three balls and no strikes. To lead off this fourth, LeMaster climbs back under the rubber, and here we go. The 3-0 pitch to be down low, so he walks him. That's going to be walk number 5 in the ball game by John LeMaster. He has struck out 1. So again, Mount Marty gets a base runner on here in the fourth. They've had plenty of opportunities to put some runs on the board here, but so far Hastings' defense has played well behind LeMaster this afternoon with only one error. LeMaster getting some big strikes when he needs it. And now Logan Corton comes to the plate next. Corton is the center fielder. He grounded out his first time up there. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. So five straight balls thrown now by John LeMaster.
Ross Heine would be next. So Logan Corton hits that one. Down the line at third, it's going to curve over into foul territory. Just a little dribbler down the line that curves foul. So now the count is at 1-1 on Logan Corton, who started the day with a batting average of .258 here for the Lancers. Mount Barney is a team with a .297 team batting average. But the Broncos have shut him down so far here in this contest. 3-0, Hastings with the lead. Mount Barney with a base runner out at first base. Here comes the next pitch to the plate by LeMaster. That's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now 1-2 now to Logan Corton for Mount Marty. Club in hand in the right-hand batter's box. There's a curveball and a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game now for John LeMaster. Corton way out in front of that one. Comes up with nothing but air.
Now batting number 14, Ross.
So one man out Heine. Now. Ross Heine comes to the plate next for Mount Marty. Heine is the third baseman. He lined out to the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, back there in inning number 4. Actually, in inning number 2. We are in inning number 4. Tries to bunt this one down to third baseline. A.J. grabs it. It goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. So Ross Heine lays down a sacrifice bunt there. A.J. Clark picks it up at third base and gets it over to John Rivera for the second out of the inning. Moving along to second base on the play is going to be Matthias Gonsol. And now Josh Winandy comes to the plate next. Josh Winandy comes to the plate next for Mount Marty. He grounded out, and he reached on an error so far here in the ballgame. So he is 0-2. Started the day with a batting average of .295. So Josh Winandy with one home run and 13 RBIs trying to get the Lancers on the scoreboard here this afternoon with a base runner on at second base. There's a breaking pitch there thrown by LeMaster that stays outside, down low. Again, scooped up by Jeff Hobbs. Hobbs has done a great job behind the plate for Hastings all season long. He's caught just about every inning of every game. That's tough to do. Jeff Hobbs out there for Hastings behind the dish in game number 1. 1-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's in there for a strike. And the count now is at 1-1 here to Joshua Nandy. He's the number 1 hitter in the batting order here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. 1-1 and 2 men out here in the bottom half of the 4th. Here comes the next pitch by LeMaster. Hit down the line at third base. It's going to be in foul territory. Now LeMaster gets ahead on the count at 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Joshua Nandy. If he gets aboard, we'll see Jason Livermont, the second baseman. LeMaster working on Joshua Nandy right now, the catcher. LeMaster working from the stretch with the base runner on at second. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A cold third strike on the inside corner. And Joshua Nandy goes down on strikes here for Mount Marty. So after giving up a base on balls, his fifth of the ball game, John LeMaster comes out, strikes out to Logan Corton. He gets Ross Heine to ground out, and now Joshua Nandy strikes out for strikeout number 3 in the contest for LeMaster. So Mount Marty is history here in inning number 4. They score no runs. On no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. 4 innings in the books here this afternoon at the Smith Complex with a score, Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
Agricultural Services wishes good luck to the hardworking scholars at Wood River, Centura, Gibbon, and Donovan Trumbull in their events this week. From everyone at Agricultural Services in Grand Island, Wood River, and Caro, your full-service fertilizer and chemical dealer, here to lend a helping hand. Lawrence Nelson High School is giving the Lawrence Nelson students a pat on the back for their achievements and seriousness in their studies. These scholars have chosen to excel in all of their academics, and everyone is proud of them. So way to go, boys and girls, from the staff at Lawrence Nelson High School.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a material handler. This 12-hour fixed shift schedule offers every other three-day weekend off. Starting wage is $15.35 per hour with a 50-cent night shift differential. AGP offers an excellent benefit program and matching 401k program. This position includes truck and rail car loading, material handling, and light maintenance assignments. Candidates must pass a pre-employment physical, drug screening, background check, and must have a valid driver's license. Interested individuals should apply at the Nebraska Job Service in Hastings, or for more information, call 460-4458.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings looking for their 20th win of the season here this afternoon. The Broncos so far so good. Hastings with a 3-0 lead over Mount Marty as we head to the top half of the fifth inning of play. as Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera, Mac Land schedule up here for Jim Bovey and the Broncos. Alan Haymeyer continues to throw here for the Lancers of Mount Marty, and his first throw to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. Here comes the next one. Same spot, same result. Two balls, no strikes here to Jeff Hobbs. Nebraska Wesleyan in here on Friday afternoon. 1 o'clock starting time here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch. Taking all the way was Hobbs, and he takes one right down Broadway there. Two balls and one strike. 1 o'clock starting time for the Twin Bill on Friday afternoon. We'll have the games here on 1230 KHAS. 1245 for the pregame show on Friday afternoon. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be hit on the left field base hit. Picking the ball up there is going to be Lambley. A base hit there for Jeff Hobbs as he gets aboard here. Hobbs is now 3-for-3 in the ballgame.
Johnny Rivera.
Don Rivera comes up there next, and now Hobbs is going to be run for over there at first base. So 3-for-3 here for Jeff Hobbs in the ballgame. Connor Thomas comes out to run for him again at first. Hobbs has driven home a couple of runs. That was in the first inning. Hastings scored 2 in the first and 1 in the third. They've got a 3-0 lead. They'd like to add to that total right here in the fifth as they get their leadoff man on again with another base hit. That's the seventh base hit for Hastings here in the ballgame. John Rivera comes up there next. He is 0-for-2. Struck out once, and he's flown out the right field once. He pops this one up and he's going to get out of play. And the count is at no balls and one strike. John Rivera started the day with a batting average of .278 this afternoon. Rivera with 32 base hits and 115 trips to the plate. One home run. He's got 13 RBIs. Bats on the right-hand side. Waiting on the pitch here from Alan Haymeyer. And a throw over to first base. Not in time as Connor Thomas is back in there. Thomas stealing bases 2 out of 2 so far this season. Inches away from the bag there. Not much of a lead yet. Miller is your first baseman. He'll hold him on defensively. Haymeyer will look that way, the pitcher. And instead will come to the plate. There's the pitch that's going to be outside for a ball. So John Rivera is now even up on the count of 1-ball-1-strike. Mac Land would be next, and then Colton Williams, the designated hitter. The Lancer defense playing John Rivera pretty much straight away here. There's another quick throw to the first base, and again, diving back in there is going to be Connor Thomas. 1-ball-1-strike here at the plate on John Rivera. John's swinging the bat, getting ready here. Here comes the next pitch by Haymeyer. As he offers one to the plate, that ball is going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is at 1-ball-2 strikes. So 1-2 the count here to John Rivera. He's the number 5 hitter in the batting order for Hastings College. Broncos in their gray uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. 1-ball-2 strikes to John Rivera. Connor Thomas, your base runner down there at first base. Haymeyer, the pitcher, concerned, and he's going to throw over there again. Guess what? Same result. Diving back in there, Connor Thomas. 1-ball-2 strikes here to John Rivera. 0-for-2 so far today. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. And Rivera goes down on strikes for the second time here in this ball game. In fact, both strikeouts so far for Haymeyer have been against John Rivera. 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 5th. So now there's one man out for the Broncos. And Mac Land comes to the plate next. Land is 0-for-2 so far today. He flew out to center field in inning number 1. And he popped one back to the pitcher in inning number 3. So Mac Land with a batting average of .286 coming in here. Is 0-for-2 looking for his first base hit of this ball game. As a throw again goes over the first base. It's not in time. Jared Miller, your first baseman, with Jason Livermont, the second baseman, on the right side of the defense here for Mount Marty. Here comes a pitch inside, and it hits him. Mac Land is hit by a pitch. So he heads down with a free pass down there to the first base. Moving down to second in the play is going to be Connor Thomas.
Not batting. Number 21.
So Mac Land gets hit by a pitch here. That's the first time this season he's been beamed. He takes his free pass down there at first. Colton Williams comes to the plate next. Williams is 0-for-1 so far today. He grounded out in the second inning, and he had a base on balls in the third. Drove home a run in that third inning with that base on balls. So now Colton Williams comes up there for Hastings in the fifth inning with one man out and runners on at first and second base. Abemeyer continues to stay out there for the Lancers. He's going to throw one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes on Colton Williams. And now, so he gazed down in the first base bullpen. It looks like Mal Barney is starting to get some folks warmed up down there. Loosened up in the first base side. We are in the fifth inning with one man out. Hastings with runners on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Mount Marty, a team that won the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship a season ago. They were picked high again this year, but they have struggled a little bit. They are currently sitting in seventh place in the standings. And now we're going to see a visit from the head man for Mount Marty. He's going to make his way back out to the pitcher's mound. This is his second visit of the afternoon. The count is at two balls and no strikes on the batter for Hastings, Colton Williams. So a little conference on the mound here, and so far it's going to be Haymeyer staying put. We mentioned Mal Marty sitting in seventh place in the standings. They are actually battling for a spot in the postseason tournament. Only the top eight teams in the regular season standings will make it. Mal Marty with seven losses. Concordia with seven losses in the conference. Briarcliff has got nine. Only two teams have really been eliminated from the postseason tournament. That's Dakota Wesleyan and Dort. The last two teams here in the conference standings. So the next pitch misses. Three balls and no strikes. Dakota Wesleyan 1-10 on the season in the conference. Dort is at 1-13. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls, a hit batter, a single and a strikeout so far here in the fifth. And Hastings is loaded up the bases.
Zach.
As Connor Thomas heads down to third base on the play, Mack Land moves down to second, and now we're going to have another visit. We're going to have a pitching change here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. So we got a reliever coming in now in the fifth inning with only one man out. We'll take a break. A pitching change coming up here. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. Good for Xeon size 235 40R 17 2XS. Buy two, get two free. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for the details. All purchases include free rotation, mounting, balancing, and a free road hazard warranty serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
How would you feel if you won a basket full of merchandise from local Hastings businesses worth hundreds? It's all part of the Downtown Hastings Spring Fling event. Now until the end of April, a local Hastings business will have the basket on location so you can register to win. Just log on to hastingsdowntown.com and click on the events tab to see where the basket will be today and save on local Spring Fling specials. Shop local, save money, and win big. It's all part of the Hastings Downtown Spring Fling 2011.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex, our new pitcher is going to be Jake Brosha. Brosha is a 5'10", 229-pound junior from Yankton, South Dakota. He's a transfer from Augustana. So Brosha comes on now after Haymeyer went four in the third innings. Haymeyer has given up three runs and seven hits, a couple of strikeouts, four walks, and a hit batter. And the runners right down the base pads would all be his responsibility. Brosha, with a record of one win and no losses on the season, his ERA is sitting at 4.50, making his third appearance. He's only thrown two innings, though. Two innings so far this year. He's given up three base hits and three runs, one earned. No base on balls, and he's got one strikeout. So Brosha, Jake Brosha, comes on now for Mount Marty. Well, the Broncos out on top 3-0. Here in inning number five, Hastings with the bases loaded. Brosha is a right-handed thrower as he will work on Mike Tomlin to get things started here for Hastings College. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. In fact, we got a pinch hitter out there now for Hastings.
Zach Nelson. Zach Nelson is at the plate now for Hastings here in the fifth inning. So Nelson batting here in the fifth with base runners at first, second, and third. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Now two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count now on Nelson. Decker Brown would be next. Hastings trying to add some runs here in the fifth. They scored two in the first and one in the third. They've had some base runners, but have not been able to add too many more other than that. Here comes a 2-0 pitch by Brosha that's going to be in there for a strike of the inside corner on the left-handed hitter. So it's now two balls and one strike. So Nelson batting now in place of Mike Tomlin here in the fifth inning. Nelson has a batting average of .226 so far this season. Here comes the next pitch by Brosha that's going to be fouled away. Third base side. Nelson has got no home runs so far this year with 7 RBIs, .226 batting average. He's got 12 base hits and 53 trips to the plate. One double for his extra base hits. No triples. Just looking for a little base hit here, which should do some damage. Two balls and two strikes now to Zach Nelson. Here comes the pitch by Brosha. That's going to be a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. Strike out there by Jake Brosha. First one. And Decker Brown comes up there next.
Decker Brown.
So Zach Nelson comes to the plate in a pinch hit performance here in the fifth inning. And strikes out. And now Decker Brown comes up there next. Now there's two men out here in the fifth inning. Hastings with a golden opportunity here to add some runs on the board, but now we got a number 9 hitter up there, and Decker Brown is batting average at .227 in the season, although he does have a base hit here in this one. He's 1-for-2. Had that base hit back there in the second. He will take a strike here. Nothing and one to Decker Brown. So Brosha now running in his third inning of work here for the 2011 season, working against the Broncos in game number one of our doubleheader this afternoon at the Smith Complex, trying to work his team out of a jam here in the fifth. Hastings with the bases loaded, but now two men out. Here comes the next pitch by Brosha. Another fastball that's going to be outside the strike zone. And it's now one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count to Decker Brown. Sonny Huey would be next if Decker can get aboard. Hastings with a couple of men out here in this fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7, first game of 2 this evening here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side. That's going to be a base hit in the right field. One run is going to score. Here comes the second run to the plate. That one is going to score as well. And a nice base hit there by Decker Brown. A two-run single by Decker Brown to right field. Hastings adds two runs, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 5-0. Coming in to score, Connor Thomas from third base for Hastings. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Mack Land on the play. Ending up over there at second base is going to be Colton Williams. Decker Brown drives home two runs. He's at first base now. The Broncos with a 5-0 lead. Those two runs will be charged to the previous pitcher in Haymeyer. And now Sonny Huey will come to the plate next. So a base hit there by Decker Brown and a big one here in the fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It gets away from the catcher, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Williams. Staying at first base is going to be Decker Brown. So Colton Williams ends up at third base in the play. Brown is on at first. The pitch, the Huey was outside, and the catcher cannot handle it behind the plate. That's Winandy. One ball and no strikes here to Sonny Huey as he bats here in the fifth. He's the seventh guy to come to the plate for the Broncos here in the inning. 5-0. Hastings out on top of the Lancers. There's a throw over the first base, and diving back in there is Brown. So Decker Brown is on at first base. Colton Williams is on at third. Hastings has added two runs here in inning number 5. Broncos now with a 5-0 lead. Sonny Huey looking at a count of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that nicks the outside corner for a strike. Jake Brosha throwing now for the Lancers of Mount Marty coming on here in the fifth inning. He struck out his first guy in Nelson. But then Decker Brown delivers up the two-run single to right field. 5-0, Hastings out on top. Here comes the next pitch by Jake Brosius. He's in his full windup. He's They'll get this one to be popped up. Sonny Huey pops this one up out of play. And now he's behind on the count of 1-2. So Hastings, we mentioned the doubleheader on Friday against Nebraska Wesleyan. That'll be here at the Smith Complex. And then they'll wrap up the regular season a week from tomorrow. That'll be a home doubleheader against the Concordia here at home. And then they'll be on the road for their final doubleheader against the Doane College Tigers. That one on the following Saturday next weekend. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. So they'll wrap up the home portion of their regular season next Thursday with that doubleheader against Concordia, and then be on the road for their final doubleheader in Crete against the Doane College Tigers, a team that are currently right now around top of the GPAC standings. 2-2 here to Sonny Huey. And a throw over to first base, and that's not going to be in time. Diving back in there was Decker Brown. There's a quicker move to the bag at first by this pitcher in Jake Brosha. 2-2 here at the plate on Sonny Huey. Huey so far today is 1-for-3, had a single back there and scored a run in the first inning. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is going to be popped up. It's going to be on the right side of the diamond, drifting over toward the foul line and grabbing the ball as the first baseman, Jared Miller. And Mount Barney gets out of the inning as Sonny Huey will pop one to the first baseman, Miller. But Hastings scores 2 runs here in the inning, 2 runs on 2 base hits. No errors on Mount Marty, and 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning, game number 1 here this afternoon, with the score, Hastings 5 and Mount Marty nothing.
Need a medical uniform or accessory? Shop Uniforms and More, the largest family-owned uniform store in the state of Nebraska.
National Nurses Day is May 6th. Remember your medical professional with a gift certificate they can use for uniforms, shoes, accessories, and fun things too at Uniforms and More. Several sales are going on this spring, so a gift certificate to Uniforms and More is smart, and the timing is perfect.
Uniforms and More, corner 4th and Broadwell in Grand Island, open Monday through Saturday.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park here in Hastings this evening. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty. The score is 5-0 as we head to the bottom half of the 5th inning. John LeMaster is going to stay out there for Hastings. He will throw here in the 5th. We're going to see the top of the order coming up here as well for the Lancers. Josh Winandy will start things off for Mount Marty, and he will take a strike here. Winandy so far in the ball game is 0-for-3. Struck out in the 4th inning of play, reached on an error in the 3rd, and he grounded out in the 1st. There's a ball that's going to be hit down the line at right field, and it's going to be in foul territory. So the number is now going to be complete on the starting pitcher for Mount Marty, Alan Haymeyer, 4 3rd innings. He's going to give up the 5 runs, 7 base hits. He had 2 strikeouts, 4 walks, and he hit a batter. And Jake Brosha came on to get the final 2 outs in that 5th inning. But now the Broncos have a 5-0 lead over Mount Marty as the Lancers bat here in the bottom half of the 5th. And there's a called 3rd strike there as Winandy goes down. Nice pitch there by John LeMaster. That's the 2nd time that Winandy has striked out here in the ball game. Strikeout number 4 in the contest for John LeMaster. And now Jason Livermont will come to the plate next. There's a foul tap out in front of the plate on Livermont. And the count is at 0-1. Livermont so far today is 0-2. That's the 5th strikeout in the ball game for LeMaster. So 5 strikeouts now for John. Jason Livermont comes up there next. And did it hit him? It came inside, and it did hit him on the elbow. And down to the bag at first goes Jason Livermont. So a hit batter. That's the first hit batter in the ball game. Given up there by LeMaster. So John now with five strikeouts. He's got five walks. And now a hit batter. And Jason Schmidt, the shortstop, comes up there next. Schmidt reached on a base on balls in the first inning of play. Fielder's choice in the third. So now Marty with a base runner here in the fifth inning, trying to get back into the contest. Hastings is now staked out to a 5-0 lead here in this one. Here's a strike there on Jason Schmidt. He started the day with a batting average of .373. Has not done too much here so far in the ball game as he bats on the right-hand side. Next pitch is swung on a miss. There's a throw down to first base, not in time. So a swing and a miss by Jason Schmidt here at the plate. And the count is at no balls and two strikes now on Schmidt. Runner back in there at first base. That's a Livermont after a nice throw by the catcher Jeff Hobbs behind the plate. Tag applied down there by John Rivera at first base for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by LeMaster. It's going to be a fastball that stays outside. Trying to get Jason Schmidt to go chasing after that one. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. One and two, the count on Schmidt. He has struck out 21 times so far this year. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now two balls and two strikes. Schmidt with 21 strikeouts and 23 base on balls. He's got 38 base hits and 102 trips to the plate coming in here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3-2. A breaking pitch there by John LeMaster. Schmidt nearly pulled the trigger on that one. Three balls and two strikes. One man out here in the fifth. The Lancers are trailing in the ball game on a score of 5-0. Livermont is your base runner down there at first base for the Lancers, and a throw over there is not going to be in time. A leisurely throw there by John LeMaster. Livermont again inching away from the bag down there as LeMaster comes set. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground. A.J. Clark at third base goes to second for one. Sunny over to first base, double play. Hastings gets out of the inning on a double play. Ball hit right to A.J. Clark at third base. A 5-4-3 double play. The first double play of the ball game for Hastings. They get out of the fifth inning. Mount Marty scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number six with a score of Hastings 5, Mount Marty nothing.
The kids are in bed. Mom and Dad have the TV to themselves. They go to their Charter DVR to find their shows recorded and ready to watch. Instead, they find cartoon sing-alongs. The kids have taken over the DVR. Mom remembers they also have Charter on Demand. She finds a romantic comedy. Mom presses play. Charter saves the day. Let it all in with Charter DVR and On Demand. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com for special offers. Services not available in all areas. Call for details.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos out on top of the Lancers this afternoon by the score of 5-0. As Hastings will come to bat now in inning number six. This one's scheduled for 7. Daniel Neal and A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. They come on to face Jake Brocia, who enters his first full inning of relief here. Got the last two outs in the fifth after Hastings planted a couple of runs. So now we're going to see Daniel Nealon come up there. Dan's having a good day so far today. He's got a couple of base hits and three trips to the plate. Had a base on balls in that other opportunity. That was back in the first. Had a single in the third and a single in the fourth as he takes his strike here. And is now no balls and two strikes to Daniel Nealon for Hastings. Nealon started the day with a batting average of .238. Hastings scoring two runs in the first, one in the third, two more in the fifth. And the Broncos have the 5-0 advantage here in this one. Next pitch is going to be outside, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Nealon. Batting the number two position in the batting order for Jim Bovee and the Broncos here in game number one. Here's Brochi's next pitch. Is going to be lined down the left field side. It's going to get down for a base hit.
heading to first base, around the bag at first. On his way to second is Daniel Nealon. He's going to be in there. He's going to slide in there at second base for a double. The first extra base hit of the ball game here. Daniel Nealon as he doubles down the left field line here at the Smith Complex. And that's going to bring up A.J. Clark next. Clark so far in the ball game, he's 0 for 2. He grounded back to the first baseman in inning number one. Reached on a base on balls in the third. And he flew out to the second baseman in the fourth. So A.J. Clark with a batting average of .295 to start the day. About due here as he's 0 for 2 here in this contest. He squares around the bunt, lays it down right out in front of the plate. Nice bunt there, and everybody's going to be safe. A beautifully laid down bunt there by A.J. Clark as the ball just dies out there in the turf. Now you're at the Smith Complex, and everybody is safe. A.J. Clark gets an infield single. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon. So A.J. Clark gets a bunted single here right out in front of the plate. There was no play, no possible play there. The third baseman, Russ Heine, came on to grab the ball, but A.J. Clark was already around the bag at first. So A.J. Clark gets aboard here. Runners are on at first and third base. Hastings looking to add to their total here in the sixth. Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. And Hobbs hits this one. It's going to head out to left field. It's going to be grabbed out there by Lambley, tagging up at third base and coming in to score on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Jeff Hobbs sends that one out to left field. Grabbed by Dylan Lambley. The sacrifice fly there is coming in to score on the play is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Nealon comes in to score for Hastings, and that makes it a 6-0 ball game over the Lancers. Staying at first base on the play is A.J. Clark. So Hobbs did his job. He got the ball in the air and sent it to the outfield. Lambley had an easy play on the ball out there, but coming in to score easily in the play was Daniel Nealon. So it's 6-0. Hastings with the lead. There's a fly ball. It's going to be on the first base side. It gets out of play by John Rivera. Rivera's 0 for 3 so far in this ballgame. He has struck out twice, and he's flown out to right field. Mack Land would be next. Hastings with an insurance run, so to speak, here in the sixth inning. They're out on top now by the score of 6-0. The Broncos now with 10 base hits in the ballgame. They've out hit Mount Marty 10-1. Make it 11-1 as that one is lined into left field. Lambley comes on to grab the ball, but John Rivera gets his first base hit of the ballgame. Running down to second base on the play is going to be A.J. Clark. So 11 base hits now for the Broncos. Their offense has struggled as of late here. Jim Bovey looking to get things started here offensively. Get it cranked up here in this doubleheader with Mount Marty, and so far so good. 11 base hits now for Hastings as Mack Land comes to the plate next. John Rivera is on at first base. Moving down to second base is A.J. Clark. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. And Mack Land is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Mack. He is 0 for 2 so far in the ball game. He's flown out twice, once to the center and once back to the pitcher. Last time up, he was hit by a pitch. Came around to score one of the two runs that the Broncos plated in the fifth. So now Jake Brosha will throw another pitch inside. It's going to be outside the strike zone, and it's now two balls and no strikes. And again, Bob Barney has got some folks loosening up down here on the first base side. Brosha is a second pitcher used by the Lancers so far in this ball game. He's not had a whole lot of success. He's behind in this hitter at two balls and no strikes. Now he looks towards second base, and going back to the bag at second will be A.J. Clark. A.J. is there. John Rivera is over at first base. 6-0, Hastings with a lead, looking for more. One man out here in the sixth. Broncos trying to stay out of a possible double play there. There's a swing and a miss by Land, and the count is now 2-1. Colton Williams would be next. So 2-1 now to Mack Land. Hastings is batting in the top half of the sixth. The Broncos, the visiting team here this afternoon, despite playing here at Smith. 2-1. Here comes the next pitch by Jake Brosha. It's going to be down low, and the count is now at 3-1. And if you're just joining us, this is a doubleheader that was originally scheduled for last weekend, postponed because of rain. It was moved to Monday, then moved to Tuesday, and then moved to Wednesday. It was going to be played up in Yankton, and then, nope, no go. Field's not able to go, so they decided to play it down here this afternoon. It was warm to start today at 52 degrees. It's cooled off a little bit here as the afternoon progresses. There's a fly ball. It's going to be on the first base side, and it gets out of play. So a long strike here on Macland. Now the count is at 3-1. 3-1 the count here to Mac in the sixth inning. Down there at first base is John Rivera, and down there at second base is A.J. Clark. The Red Sox have beaten the Oakland Athletics. That ball game just final, 5-3. Final score in Major League Baseball today. The Red Sox over the A's, 5-3 in some afternoon action. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. A 3-2 pitch to Macland. It swung on, hit towards second. Stopped there by Livermont. He goes to second for one over to first base. It throws it over the head of Jared Miller. And coming in to score on the play for Hastings is going to be A.J. Clark. So they get the lead runner down there at second base, trying to turn the double play, but the relay throw over to first was thrown over the head of the first baseman. He's going to be safe down there, and coming in to score was A.J. Clark. That makes it a 7-0 ball game now in favor of Hastings, and now we're going to see another visit here from the head man from Al Marty. So the ball is hit to the second baseman, who gets it over to the shortstop, Jason Schmidt, for the out at second base. But then the throw over to first base was over the head of the first baseman, Miller. That allows the run to come in to score. So now it's a 7-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. The conference is broken up. We're going to have a pitching change here in the sixth. So we're going to have a pitching change here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. We'll take a break now with a score. Hastings 7, Mount Marty nothing.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
April showers bring May flowers, and now's the time to place your pre-order for the Big Brothers Big Sisters Root for Kids Flower and Bedding Plant Sale. With the pre-order, you have the option of ordering perennials, annuals, and hanging baskets. Bedding plants only available with the pre-sale order by April 22nd, so place your order now. All proceeds benefit the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hastings. Pre-sale pickup and sale of all sizes and kinds of baskets will be on Mother's Day weekend at Hastings High School at 14th and Burlington. Call 402-463-5252.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the new pitcher for Mount Marty is going to be Josh Hami. He comes on, a 5'7", 150-pound sophomore out of Papillion La Vista South, as he will come on now for Mount Marty with Hastings out on top by a score of 7-0. And the first guy he will see is going to be Colton Williams here in the sixth inning. Hastings with a base runner on at first base, two runs in here in the sixth. So Hami comes on now to throw for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Hami has an ERA of 9.82 so far this season. He's a left-handed thrower. His overall record is sitting at no wins and two losses on the season. He has thrown 11 innings, giving up 20 hits and 15 runs, 12 of those earned, 11 base on balls, and 5 strikeouts. Mount Marty is a team, has a team ERA of 6.02. So Colton Williams will have a chance to see Josh Hami here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings out on top now with a score of 7-0. The Broncos have looked good today. They have hammered out 11 base hits so far in the ball game, getting a good pitching effort here from John LeMaster. Here comes some breaking action here to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes now, and Colton Williams as he bats here in the sixth. Base runner down there at first base is going to be Lamb. And here comes the pitch by Hami. It's going to be hit to the outfield, a high fly ball
center fielder. Corton grabs it and he gets out of the inning. So Colton Williams flies out to the center fielder to end the sixth inning of play for Hastings, where the Broncos come up with a couple of runs in the sixth, two runs on three base hits, one error on Mount Marty, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Hastings 7, Mount Marty nothing.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning here this afternoon. Hastings out on top of the Lancers of Mount Marty. The score is 7-0. And we're going to have numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order to come on here now for the Lancers. Actually, numbers 5, 6, and 7. Jared Miller is going to come up there first for Mount Marty. Miller, so far, he is 1 out of 2 so far in the ballgame. He has a single. And he has struck out so far here in the ballgame. So Jared Miller comes up there for Mount Marty. Batting in the number 5 position, as John LeMaster will continue to work here for Hastings College. LeMaster so far has got 5 strikeouts in the ball game. He's got 5 walks. He has hit a man. So Jared Miller is waiting on the pitch here as the Lancers bat in the bottom of the sixth. There's a strike in there. LeMaster fell behind on the count again at 3 balls and no strikes. He gets a strike down there in it right now. It's 3-1 to Miller. There's a ground ball, right side, and that's going to get through there for a base hit. That is only the second base hit of the ball game for the Lancers as they send that one to the right side of the diamond right in between the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, and the first baseman, John Rivera. So the second base hit of the ball game now for the Lancers.
Dylan.
And Dylan Lambley comes up there next. Lambley, he struck out his last time up way back there in the third inning. Base on balls in the second. So Lambley comes up there now here in the sixth inning of play. He's the guy that's got that hefty batting average of .447, but he hasn't done much here against John LeMaster and the Broncos this afternoon. Base runner is on at first base. There's a fastball there, and it's right down the pipe by John, and it's now 0-1 to Dylan Lambley. Broncos out on top by a score of 7-0. This is the first game of two here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is another fastball. This one just misses inside. And the count on Lambley is now at 1-1. Second ball game will start approximately 20 to 25 minutes upon the completion of the first one. Here's the next pitch, a curveball and a swing and a miss. Lambley way out in front of that one. He falls behind on the count of 1-2. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon from the Smith Complex. Prairie Ridge Park, north of Hastings. There's the next pitch. It's swung on and foul tap. And right back into the glove with the catcher, Jeff Hobbs, a strikeout there by LeMaster, number 6 in the ball game. Now there's one bat out here in the sixth inning of play.
Matthias
Gonsol comes up to the plate next. Gonsol so far in the ball game is walked, and he has laid down a sacrifice. He takes a ball here, 1-0. So John LeMaster cruising along here this afternoon, looking for his first win of the season. LeMaster 0-2 coming in here. Here's the next pitch. Is hit out in front of the plate. LeMaster is going to grab it, picks it up, throws it to first base, and retires. Gonsol down there at first. Running down to second base in the play is going to be Jared Miller. Gonsol takes a full swing of that one, but he just got a little piece of that one. It goes trickling out there
LeMaster bare hands it, and he throws it over the first baseman, John Rivera, for the out. So Gonsol is retired in the play from pitcher to first. There's two men out now here in the sixth inning, and Logan Corton comes up to the plate next. Corton grounded out in the second inning of play, and he struck out in inning number four, so he's 0 for 2 so far in this one. As LeMaster throws a fastball there, it hits the outside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike. LeMaster working here in the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. John took something out for that one, and Corton is way out in front of that. So no balls and two strikes now to Logan Corton from Mount Marty here in the sixth inning of play. Base runner is on at second base. Next pitch is going to be outside, and again, good stop there from the catcher, Jeff Hobbs. Mask comes off, but the base runner stays at second base. One ball and two strikes now to Logan Corton, who started the day with a batting average of .258. Hastings looking to keep pace with the conference leaders in Doan here this afternoon. There's a swing and a miss, and the foul tap right back into the glove of Hobbs. And John LeMaster gets his seventh strikeout here in the ball game. They get a leadoff single from a Jared Miller, but they can't do anything with it. Mount Marty goes down here in the sixth inning of play. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the seventh inning here tonight at the Smith Complex with a score Hastings 7 and Mount Marty nothing.
Your Honor, this dummy did not have slime in his tires. So when his stock trailer got a flat, he just sat, blocked the highway for hours.
Slime.
Slime tire sealant.
Every good farmer knows about slime tire sealant. Slime is the worldwide leader in tire care.
Your Honor, I didn't know.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Your Honor, we intend to show there is no excuse for ever having a flat tire. No matter what you're driving, bailiff, cue the slides, from a plow to a stock trailer, an ATV, your biggest truck, tractor, manure spreader. God bless you. You put air in your tires, you put green slime tire sealant in there too. Saves you hundreds of dollars in downtime and repairs. I'm through.
But.
Put your butt down in that chair and listen.
Slime in, flat out. That's all there is to it. You just got to do it.
Slime in, flat out. Aha! Uh-huh.
This man has had his aha moment. Use slime tire sealant and go flat free.
He can go flat free?
Flat free, case closed.
Slime, no time to spare. Get it at AutoZone, Orscheln Farm and Home.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, we've got Zach Nelson coming up there next for Hastings. Nelson, he entered the ball game in the fifth inning and struck out. He's now playing out in the center field for Hastings College. So Zach is 0 for 1 so far here in this ball game as he comes on to face Josh Hommey, who's now in relief here for Mount Marty. He is the third pitcher used by the Lancers here this afternoon. Nelson is going to foul this one down to first base side. So the count is at one ball and two strikes. Hastings comfortably ahead here as they bat in inning number seven. We are in the top half of the seventh. Hastings with numbers 8, 9, and 1 coming in here to face Josh Hommey in the seventh. Hommey is a left-handed thrower, and here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now goes to two balls and two strikes on Zach Nelson. Nelson batting from the left-hand side here. Broncos trying to lock up their 20th win of the season, and there's a swing and a miss. As Hommey records his first strikeout of the ball game, and that's going to bring up Decker Brown next. Brown, he delivered up a two-run single in the last time he was up there. So Decker so far in the ball game is 2 for 3. He also had a single back there in the second. He will take a strike here from Hommey, and he falls behind in the count of no balls and one strike. Hastings College Baseball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Decker helping out his average a little bit. His average was at 227 coming into this ball game. He's got a couple of base hits so far today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. Decker Brown is the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings College. There's the next ball. It's going to be hit to a left field. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to fall right in front of the left fielder, Lambley. So now Decker Brown, he's been the hitting star, one of them at least here in this ball game, with three base hits in this contest. And now coming to the plate for Hastings is going to be Sonny Huey. That is base hit number 12 in the ball game for Hastings College. So now we got the top of the order coming back up there. Sonny Huey so far this afternoon, he's got one base hit and three trips to the plate. That base hit was back there in the first. He grounded out in the second, flew out to the first baseman in the fourth inning of play, and he flew out to the first baseman again in inning number five. 7-0, Hastings has got the lead. There's a big swing and a miss there from Sonny Huey. And the count is now at 1-1. Hastings batting here in the seventh with a comfortable lead. 7-0 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Concordia in the first half of a doubleheader today by the score of 3-0. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Concordia nothing, first half of 2. Briarcliff has knocked off Dort by the score of 4-0 in the first game of 2. Hastings with a lead here over the Lancers of Mount Marty by the score of 7-0. Hastings with a base runner at first base. That's Decker Brown taking his lead. There's a throw over there as Hami goes over to the first base. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It has now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Sonny Huey. Daniel Nealon will be next, and then A.J. Clark. A.J. expected to get the start for Hastings in game number 2 here this afternoon. Next pitch is a curveball that just misses outside. And now the count is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Only one bat out for the Broncos here in the seventh inning of play. Hastings leading by 7 runs. Broncos the visiting team here in this doubleheader. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be popped up, but it gets out of play. Runner was going on the pitch there as Decker Brown was on his way towards second. But Sonny Huey pops this one away, out of play. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Running back to the bag at first will be Decker Brown. Hastings would go to 11-4 in the conference if they can hang on to the win here in game number 1. Here comes the next pitch by Hami. That ball is going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 3-2. Doan right now is the conference leaders. Their record is sitting at 12 wins and 2 losses. Hastings still will have to play Doan a week from Saturday down in Crete. Broncos in second place, but they've got a log jam behind them with Morningside, Northwestern, each with 5 losses in the conference. Midland has got 5 losses. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. Hastings has played Morningside. We played Northwestern. Doubleheader with Nebraska Wesleyan on Friday. Doubleheader next week against Concordia at home. There's a swing and a miss at the plate. The runner goes from first base. A throw down there. A hit first slide by Decker Brown. He is in there. So Brown gets a board down there at second base. Sonny Huey strikes out, but that's a... They're going to say they got him down there at second base. So they got him down there at second base. It looked like he was in there safely, but the base umpire says no. So a strikeout on the... Sonny Huey, and then they get Decker Brown down there at the bag at second. So it turns out to be a double play, and Mount Marty gets out of the inning. It looked like Decker was in there safely, but the base umpire says no. The tag was applied, and Decker Brown is thrown out at second base to end the inning here for Hastings College. So the Broncos score no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning now with a score. Hastings 7, Mount Marty nothing.
If storm water pollution was like rubber duckies, then it wouldn't matter what went down our storm drains. But it does matter, because storm water pollution is not rubber duckies. It's trash, oil, cigarette butts, and pet waste flowing untreated to our lakes and rivers. And that's not good for anyone, because we all live downstream. So come on, Nebraska. It's our water, our responsibility. For more information on what you can do to help, go to NebraskaH2O.org.
Hawkins Manufacturing Incorporated is proud of the Holdridge Dusters spring sports teams and knows the athletes will do a great job in their events this week. Hawkins Manufacturing in Holdridge has designed the Hawkins Corn Reel with safety in mind. Our number one goal is to keep you safely in the cab and moving through the field. The fans at Bruning Davenport Unified Schools knows the Bruning Davenport Shickley Eagles spring sports teams are sure to show the competition how to win at the spring sports events this week. Good luck, guys and girls. You can do it from all of us at Bruning Davenport Unified School and the communities it serves.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Broncos trying to lock things up here this afternoon. 7-0 is the score. The Lancers come to bat here. John LeMaster continues to work for Hastings College. He's now got 7 strikeouts in the ballgame. He had 2 in the last inning. So John LeMaster looking for his first win of the season against the defending GPAC champions in Mount Barty. There's a ground ball. He goes right back to the pitcher, LeMaster, who retires. Ross Heine at first base. So Ross Heine sends that right back to LeMaster on the mound. John grabs it there and an easy out at first base as Ross Heine is now 0-2 in the ballgame.
Josh
Winandy comes to the plate next for Mount Barty. He is 0-4 so far in the ballgame in that leadoff spot. He's grounded out a couple of times. He is struck out as well in the ballgame against LeMaster. In fact, 2 strikeouts and grounded out once, and he reached on an error once. So he's 0-4 in the ballgame as he comes to the plate here. He had a batting average of .295 to start today, but LeMaster and the troops have silenced him here in this one. John LeMaster right now working on a 2-hitter for Hastings. Only 2 base hits for the Lancers so far in the ballgame and a team that had a nice batting average of .297 coming in here. There's a pitch by LeMaster. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Mount Marty has had a lot of base runners. John has walked some guys here in the ballgame, but boy, when he's had to come up with a good pitch, he's come up with a good pitch and to get out of the inning. Defense has played well. Hastings with only an error so far in this ballgame. LeMaster has not walked a man since inning number 4. He hit a man in the 5th and also walked a man in the 5th. Other than that, he's in the groove now. Now he walks a man here. So just as we say that, we jinx him. There's a walk as Josh Winandy heads down to first base on the play.
Livermont.
And now Jason Livermont comes up there next. We're going to have a courtesy runner down there for the catcher, Winandy. It's going to be number 1 again, Justin Kemp. Kemp, the 5'8", 150-pound junior out of Spearfish, South Dakota. He's going to run now at first base. The Broncos not concerned with him as Don Rivera will play behind him there at first base. There's a hit to right center field. Hit number 3 by a Livermont around the bag at second and staying put there is going to be Kemp. So Livermont gets a base hit, the 3rd one of the ball game now for Mount Marty as he singles to right center field. Kemp heads down to the bag at second. Livermont is on at first base. Now Jason Schmidt comes to the plate next. Schmidt into a double play the last time up there. Reached on a fielder's choice in the 3rd inning of play. Reached on a walk back there in the 1st. So Jason Schmidt with a batting average of .373 to start the day. Comes to the plate next in the 7th with 1 man out and runners on at 1st and 2nd base. Hastings is now out hit Mount Marty here in the ballgame 12-3. So John LeMaster will work now on Jason Schmidt. And the pitch to him is going to be onside for a ball. Broncos have some relievers standing down in the 3rd base bullpen, but not really actively working right now with 1 man out here in the 7th. LeMaster trying to lock things up. There's a fly ball to a left field going back. It's going to drift over into foul territory and making the catch out there. Nice catch out there by Decker Brown. So Decker Brown makes the catch out there in foul territory down the line in left. Tagging up from second base and moving over to 3rd in the play is going to be a Kemp. But now there's 2 men out of the inning. That was a nice play out there by Decker Brown out in left field. A sliding catch out there in foul territory by Decker Brown. It was hit pretty well by Jason Schmidt, but Decker Brown able to chase that one down in foul territory to make the catch. And a sliding catch, and now there's 2 men out. Runners are on at 1st and 3rd base. Here comes the pitch to the plate now, and Alan Haymeyer, who's still in there as the designated hitter.
He started on the pitcher's mound, but he's also the DH in the ball game, so he remains in the ball game here. As Haymeyer waits on the next pitch from LeMaster, that's going to be in there for a strike. Haymeyer went four innings plus, four and a third here this afternoon for the Mount Marty Lancers. Here's the next pitch by LeMaster. It's going to be down low for a ball. And now the count is sitting at two balls and one strike here on Alan Haymeyer. Jared Miller will be next. Mount Marty batting in the bottom of the seventh. They are trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-0. LeMaster trying to lock things up. Here's the next pitch. It can be fouled away. Now he's a strike away. Two balls and two strikes on Alan Haymeyer here in the seventh inning. Levermont is your base runner on at first. Kemp is your base runner on at third. Mount Marty trying to avoid the shutout here in the opener. Game number two is coming up here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, and the ball game is over. Haymeyer goes down on strikes. LeMaster with eight strikeouts and a three-hitter here this afternoon as Hastings College is going to win it here in game number one by the score of 7-0. 7-0, the Broncos win it. Back with a recap after this.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 23rd. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's 36 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
After the earthquake, thousands of Japanese were homeless. Ashley Furniture Home Stores and KHAS Radio are teaming up to help send World Beds to earthquake victims. World Beds are durable, portable mats that provide a comfortable place to rest. We call it the 38 Special. Stop by an Ashley store in the Tri-Cities and donate $38 for a World Bed. We'll match that gift, and you'll also get a $38 Ashley Furniture gift card and be entered into a drawing to win a new Simmons sleep set. Log on to HastingsLink.com for complete details.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park, just north of Hastings. The Broncos have won the opener of our doubleheader with Mount Marty here this afternoon. Final score of 7-0. John LeMaster is going to be the winning pitcher for Hastings College, and LeMaster will go to one win and two losses through a nice ball game here this afternoon. Gave up no runs, three base hits. He had eight strikeouts, six walks, and one hit batter. John LeMaster now 1-2 in the season. Alan Haymeyer is going to be the losing pitcher for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. He was a starter here this afternoon, and Haymeyer is now going to go to two wins and three losses. He lasted four and a third innings this afternoon, gave up five runs, seven hits, two strikeouts, four walks, and one hit batter. Jake Brosha came on and threw an inning and a third. He gave up two runs, five hits. He had a strikeout, no walks. And then Josh Homme finished things off for Mount Marty. Hastings ended up with seven runs on 12 base hits, one error, and they left eight guys on the base pads. Mount Marty with no runs on two hits, actually three hits for Mount Marty. They had one error, and they left eight men on the base pads. So Hastings wins their 20th ball game of the season. Hastings now 20-16 on the year. They're 11-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty falls to 14 wins and 20 losses, and now 7-8 in conference play. Again, Hastings winning the opener by a score of 7-0 over the Lancers out of Mount Marty. The approximate game time for game number two is coming up at 7:10 tonight. 7:10 for game number two, and we'll have it for you here on 1230 KHAS. We'll rejoin you here in just a few minutes, but first game of the Bucks. Hastings College wins it in game number one. Final score, Hastings 7, Mount Marty nothing.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
AGP Corn Processing has an immediate opening for a material handler. This 12-hour fixed shift schedule offers every other three-day weekend off. Starting wage is $15.35 per hour with a 50-cent night shift differential. AGP offers an excellent benefit program and matching 401k program. This position includes truck and rail car loading, material handling, and light maintenance assignments. Candidates must pass a pre-employment physical, drug screening, background check, and must have a valid driver's license. Interested individuals should apply at the Nebraska Job Service in Hastings, or for more information, call 460-4458.
This Saturday, we hope you'll be part of the Platte River Radio Make-A-Wish four-person scramble at Indian Head Golf Course. Call Indian Head now to put your team in. Call Indian Head at 308-381-4653. Two flights. Top three teams in each flight will win cash prizes. $600 for first, $400 for second, $320 for third. There'll be a $30,000 vehicle from Tom Dinsdale Automotive for the first hole-in-one on the 158-yard 14th hole. Plus, prizes on three other holes for holes-in-one. Golf clubs, flat-screen TV, and airline tickets will be the prizes. You'll be able to opt in to be the golfer who putts 60 feet for $10,000. Net proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation of Nebraska. So call Indian Head today, 308-381-4653. Remember, it's this Saturday. Presented by community-driven Tom Dinsdale Automotive Group, St. Francis Medical Center, Harley-Davidson Central, High Points Bank, and Paul Spady Motors. Log on to HastingsLink.com for more details.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 23rd. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's 36 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Wet weather is inevitable this spring. It's like saying the sky is blue. Melting snow and rain needs to go somewhere, and eventually the ground becomes saturated. Keep the water from invading your house with a new Mark II automatic sump pump from Seimer. Its thermoplastic body resists corrosion, stress, and heat. Inspect your sump pump to make sure it's ready for the wet weather. Visit Hank on Facebook at facebook.com/hardwarehank.
You've got a lot.
The OK Cafe invites you to their Easter Sunday extravaganza from 11 until 2. The OK Cafe will feature four meat entrees, including roast beef, turkey and dressing, baked ham, and shrimp, plus mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade muffins, the salad and dessert bar, and more. Large groups are welcome, and reservations are greatly appreciated. Call 461-4663. That's 461-4663.